The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Air in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fayette County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Macon Trust, come grow with us.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sometimes you just got to get away, get a breath of fresh air, take a road trip and see some new sights. And after playing their previous five games in the confines of Joe Sims Gym, the Clay County basketball teams have left the heart of Bulldog Country for the first time in 3 weeks. With both teams recording 2-3 records during that five-game homestand, the Black, Purple, and Gold hope that a change of venue will bring a change to their fortunes. A 2.5-hour, 130-mile trip has brought the teams to Unionville, Tennessee and Bedford County to meet a first-time-ever opponent, Community High School. It's here that Matt Walker and Rob Edwards will lead their teams against the 7-2 Vikings and the 5-4 Vikings. Here we go for the inaugural meeting of Clay County and Community.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Park City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Heritage Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Popper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert, he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our fifth basketball broadcast of the season. For the first time this year, we are on the road with the teams for round ball action. I'm Daniel Strong, and I hope to do an adequate job of filming the game and describing the action tonight. Unfortunately, Coach Sims is unable to join us again tonight due to other obligations as he's out driving. We do anticipate having him back in Lafayette Tuesday night against Macon County. Thankfully, though, as he's been kind enough to do several times. Doug Strong will be sitting with us for both games. Good to have you, Doug.
Hi, good to be in again. Still wish Joe was here, and be glad when he gets back. I know he's traveling, but nice having him back when he gets back.
Absolutely. Just wanting him to be safe on the road out there so he can come back to us. Joining me, as always, is the man who's leading the Horizon Sports Network into yet another new broadcasting location tonight. We think somewhere around the 24th different gym that we called from. We're checking Community High School off of our list here in our ninth year of broadcasting, and that man is no other than the analyst, statistician, and founder record setup time tonight by less than 7 minutes, I think, on the clock. Thomas, you did it quick. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Yeah, we were a little late coming in, but we stopped and had a nice meal along the way. First road trip of the season, you talked about it. Checking off another one here at a very nice community high school.
It is nice. Similar build to the Eagleville Gym with the upper level weight room off to our right for football and stuff. And, yeah, nice venue here. Several fans could fit into this place.
Yeah, they could. They expect two competitive games here tonight. But you know what? They made the trip. Without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network, we can't thank each and every one of them enough. And a special shout-out to Wellworth Bank, our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games here at Community High School. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's games with Gordonsville from this Tuesday night. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But the paper had already gone to press prior to Tuesday night's game, so we'll just summarize Clay County's losses to Gordonsville. The Tigers jumped out on the Lady Dogs early, going ahead 17-1 in the first quarter. The Clay County girls did cut it to 10 twice heading into the second, but that's as close as they got in the contest before losing 62-37. To get to 4-3 on the season. Ella Eads led the way with 12 points. Natalie Smith had 8. Baylor Walden 5. Haley Roberts 5. Haley Garrison held to 3. Brooklyn Scott had 2. And Tyler Adams 2, Daniel. Tough outing, needless to say, for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, you know, I'm already looking forward to that rematch. Just to be able to see the girls get another crack at the Tigerettes.
Then on the boys' side, the Dogs dropped below 500 to 3-4. When they fell 50-37 to the Tigers, the Clay County boys led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter and only scored 2 points in the second to trail 19-17 at the break. The Dogs never led again as they fell behind 32-27 heading into the final frame, where the Tigers went on to claim the 13-point victory. Cole Eads, only player in double figures with 11. Nolan Adams had 9. Aiden Cherry, 8. Warner Melton, 5. And Jake Copeland, 4. Just second half production was almost non-existent for Clay County in that one, Doug.
Yeah, this trailer, of course, Nolan didn't foul trouble on the bench, so the fourth quarter.
Yes, yeah, I mean, all of the third.
Yeah, so just never got any kind of rhythm, just one of those nights.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Two tough nights in Salina earlier. Hopefully this road trip's going to be much better here at Community tonight. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County Community here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and it's time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. On Tuesday night, Clay County lost to Gordonsville 37-62. Pickett County lost to Stone Memorial in overtime, 61-67. Jackson County beat Livingston Academy 53-46. And to my knowledge, Tuesday night, Ribbon Springs and Clark Range were both idle. Pickett County, another tough loss for them early in this season, Doug. But the Lady Bobcats kind of speaks for itself, being able to take Stone Memorial to overtime. 6-point loss to the, I think, AAA basketball school. So pretty good showing.
Oh, yeah. That Stone Bunch will make a big run in Triple A, so that's a good showing right there. You know, the record's probably deceiving for Pete County girls, so they're solid. So
yeah, no doubt. Tonight's action: Clay County right here on the road at Community High School. This game will be not tipping off on time. It'll tip here in about 9.5 minutes. In case you're wondering what's going on there, Clay County arriving a little late. Pickett County, we'll talk more about this in boys' action, but a good contest, I'm sure, in girls' action, too. The Lady Bobcats tonight hosting Eagleville, two of the more traditional basketball programs in single A.
Yeah, typically come out of this area pretty strong, so that'll be a good test for Pickett County at Pickett County tonight.
Just talked about Stone Memorial. They make the trip to Gainesboro to battle Coach Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils. Jackson County 4-5 overall on the season, but once again, playing a tough non-district schedule. So another deceiving record, perhaps. Jackson County's claim to fame right now, a big win over the Gordonsville Tigerettes. So we'll see what they can do with Stone.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get some measuring sticks early in the year now. You're just starting to get some matchups, some tough teams. So you're going to kind of see where everybody stands, you know, getting ready to go into the holidays.
Clark Range, I believe, hosting Gospel Christian, I assume a homeschool, private school there tonight in Clark Range. Ribbon Springs is idle, and from what I saw, tomorrow Clark Range will be on the road going into the Bluegrass State playing Whitley County, Kentucky. Overall standings right now, no district games have been played, but just overall records: Lady Buffaloes 5-4, Lady Red Dogs 5-4, Lady Blue Devils 4-5, the Lady Dogs 4-3, and the Lady Bobcats 2-5. Girls 7-day update's been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodels, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back here to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from Community High School. About 5.5 minutes prior to tip-off of this girls' game, as we mentioned, Clay County a little late getting here through some Friday afternoon I-40 and 840 traffic coming down to a community, and also a pretty busy crowd at Demo Steakhouse up in Lebanon where they had their meal. So we've got plenty of time for Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off. Brought to you by Ollie's Place, our last thoughts before this game begins. So pretty good matchup here for these squads as we see Coach Walker coming in with his 4-3 team facing Coach Cody Pierce and these 5-4 Vikings. And that is the lady equivalent of a Viking, I reckon. That's what they are down here, the Vikings and the Vikings. So the Vikings, Doug, a strong team, playing out of District 9, AA, a little bit larger classification. You talked about measuring sticks earlier. I feel like this is one, if Clay County's going to be successful in district play, going to be able to make a postseason run at the single A level, need to be able to come on the road and play well tonight here at Community High School.
Yeah, this, like I said, we don't know a lot about Community as far as so we don't play them, but you look at your record, you got a good solid record. And you look at them on the floor, they've got size, we've got some athletes, so similar size to Gordon. Well, I don't know if they're as good as athletes as Gordon, but now size-wise, they've got a lot of size, so that'll be a good measuring stick for us against how we react to that size.
We know typically we talk about how strong Upper Cumberland girls basketball is, and everybody understands that. This is an area of the state that we typically don't match up with short of the years that we were actually in District 6, playing in Region 3, that was a strange alignment. We had sub-states with folks like Moore County, Huntland, Eagleville, some of these areas. We always ran into good competition at that time, but that's sub-state ball. Everybody that's left is good. So facing an unknown community team in regular season play, I'm curious to see the level of girls basketball down here.
Yeah, well, now, typically, we know the smaller schools, what we got down in this area. The bigger schools, we don't, because, like I said, we've never seen them. So it will be interesting. But you'd think they're playing that tougher schedule down in here that like we do in the Upper Cumberland. So I would expect it to be a pretty solid team.
Of course, speaking of some of those sub-state meetings, I see Moore County and Huntland is both teams that Community has played. They lost contests, the last two, as a matter of fact, to those squads. Thomas, you've seen this Lady Dog team several times now. We know the strengths of them. We know the weaknesses. What's some stuff that you'd like to see in this contest tonight out of them to start to get over the hump, to start to turn the corner, so to speak, as they hone their skills going into district play?
Well, I think just a little patience in their half-court offense would be huge for this team. You know, to make sure you get a good shot, make a few passes around. I know most of it's penetration off the bounce, and it's been kind of one way. Once they dive in, they're going to the hoop no matter what the defense does. You can still penetrate, but sometimes you got to look for the kick out. And, you know, there's just some girls that need to step up here. Clay County, they can't be feeling great about their last performance, and I think tonight's an opportunity to kind of change that mindset.
Yeah, you mentioned that, talking about shot selection, taking good shots, working hard to get those clean shots. On the season, Coach Walker's team shooting 40% from two-point. With those higher percentage shots, you'd like to see that number increase as we get down the home stretch. Shooting pretty good from behind the arc as a team, 31%. Always pretty strong in that regard. Going to have to get better on those point-blank range shots, Doug, and I think it comes down, like Thomas said, let's take some better shots on those interior looks.
Yeah, a lot of times we're getting deeper than we need to get. You know, with a team, when you're playing that size like we did the other night, when you get to that mid-range, just take it. You know, we're trying to attack it a little more, and it's hard to get it when you're playing against all that length, so...
Folks, got a good one coming up here. This girls' contest between Clay County and Community. That's been Tipsy's Final Takes, Monster Valley's place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Bell Hall and Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying Collins, same heart, same people, new name. Is your Wellworth a bank that believes in you?
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
The Happy Sag and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, carrying common.
By Make 'em Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
By Dale Hollow One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Time to wrap up this H&H Children Equipment Parts pregame show with the Gone Country Cafe. Lady Dogs start lineups. the Community Vikings. They're the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys. Yellow numerals on them, trimmed in purple. Head coach Cody Pierce, 5-4 record on the year. They play out of District 9, AA. They do have a two-game losing streak into this contest as they turn the lights out on us here. I'll get my flashlight working, and we'll finish the starting four of the Vikings. A senior, number 3, Hannah Haskins. Junior, number 11, Alyssa White. Senior, number 0, Maddie Maxey. Sophomore, number 2, Savannah Pearson. And a junior, number 5, Brooklyn Yost. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Head coach Matt Walker, 197th season overall. Not 197th season, 10th season. 197 wins to 97 losses in his career. 4-3 record this year, playing out of District 7, single A. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, we will see senior number 24, Ella Eads. Senior number 23, Baylor Walden. Sophomore number 44, Clea Crawford. Junior number 11, Halen Garrison. And a junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Starting lineups have been served up to you by Gone Country Cafe, located on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m. Extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one on. Going to be Smith stepping in to tip for it against the Vikings. Take me a while to learn those ladies, and I apologize in advance for that. Vikings with the ball to open the contest. They work at the hoop to our left. Vikings with a half-court possession here, looking for a good shot. Point guard Maddie Maxey, top of the key. Swings into the hands of Brooklyn Yost. Now back to Maxey. Maxey left wing with it. Yost now going to drive. Kicks it back outside. Three-pointer taken. In and out, no good. Rebound Halen Garrison. Garrison quickly the other way. The junior, Clay County, wearing their black travel uniforms, gold numerals on them. Halen going to give off to her classmate Natalie Smith. 7:15 mark of this first quarter. Scoreless ball game. Going to see some contact perhaps there, letting them play physical now. The whistle, ooh, a travel call. Doug, one adjustment early. We know these officials are from a different association. We're not used to how they call. Need to identify it and adjust.
Oh, yeah, and you'll see early how they're going to call it. So it looks like they just played a little bit because they had a little contact there or nothing. So we just need to adjust to that.
Vikings with it. Hill right side, loses the handle, regathers it under pressure from Walden. Going to kick out to a teammate. Anna Haskins with it. Back into the hands of Yost out top. Just a lot of perimeter passing here, Thomas.
Yeah, so far, and it looks like they're trying to get it into the post underneath to maybe Flanagan, who's been battling with Brooklyn Scott on the first couple trips.
Garrison. Called for her first personal. Of course, Halen got in foul trouble last time out against the Tigerettes of Gordonsville. Had to sit a lot in the second quarter. Garrison, the leading scorer on the squad, averaging 14.4 a game. And it was part of her troubles early on, not having her and Ella Eads both out there at the same time.
So, again, doing a pretty good job so far on the big girl. She gets it, doubling her up, trying to knock it away.
Sophomore Brooklyn Scott getting the start rather than sophomore Clea Crawford. As we mentioned before, depends on the matchup, so a big on a big tonight. Three-pointer taken by Yost, no good. Rebounded by the Vikings, but Baylor Walden with a steal gives it back to Clay County. 2 minutes gone in this first quarter, 0-0. Natalie Smith bags it up, creates separation, uses a Brooklyn Scott screen, now gives to Scott. Power dribble, kick to Eats. Ella shot fake in a drive, gets to the hoop, scores.
Good take right there by Ella. I think we can take advantage of the size a little more. We'll be a little bit quicker.
Of course, he's one of the best guards in the state in single-A girls basketball. And I like how she finished on that drive to the hoop. Strong finish. 5:35 mark of the first. Lady Dogs up by 2. Travel call now against the Vikings.
Just some good pressure defense to cause that turnover right there.
And, that, you know, we've talked about that before. Sometimes it seems like that's one of those differentiating factors when we leave the upper tournament. You've got to bring the defensive effort every night around home or you'll get run off the court and play pretty good defense. And that and shooting may not travel, Doug, but defense does.
Oh, yeah. Defense always travels. So you just got to give that effort and keep at it.
Walden misses a look at a three. Walden, a good three-point shooter. Of course, her dad, Sailor, all-time three-point leader in Bulldog basketball as far as career numbers go. Foul called on Brooklyn Scott. Something a little different than what we're accustomed to seeing, perhaps. Just a hip check away from the ball. 5:03 mark of the first. Low scoring affair, 2-0. Make it 3-2. As Anna Haskins, the senior, knocks out a three-pointer, and the Bi Queens lead by one. Natalie Smith, 8-foot jumper. There's that good shot selection we talked about, mid-range jumper. Yep. It was missed by Smith, but rebound put back by Brooklyn Scott. Makes it 4-3.
Yeah, and I think that's, if we take that mid-ranger, I think we'll benefit from that.
I agree. Inside go the Bi Queens, now back outside, and they're heating up. Three-pointer knockdown, junior Brooklyn Yose. 6-4, Bi Queens in front. Smith running the point, kicks to Garrison, Garrison to E.D., shot faking a drive, out of the block, kicks over to Scott. Scott, 6-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Yose, bounce pass out to Haskins. Haskins pushes ahead, she's going to fire it from the corner, no good. Hustle rebound by Walden, and Walden foul. Nice job by Baylor. Baylor on the season averaging 3 rebounds a game. One thing that I liked last time out for the Lady Dogs, saw a better job on the boards rebounding, and already tonight we're seeing that translation. Walden to the hoop, missed the shot from left block. Rebound by Queens. 3:45 and ticking. First quarter by Queens up. 6-4 baseline drive. Bounce pass across the paint. Good off the glass is the shot. Alyssa White, the junior post player, gets her first bucket. Makes it 8-4, Thomas. The Bi Queens have the Lady Dogs doubled up early.
Yeah, and it's come behind the outside shooting. They've knocked down a pair of threes to get up to this early lead.
Doug, early thoughts and feelings on these Bi Queens.
Pretty nice. Like I said, they got size. They look to get into that post. Of course, when you get there, if we dump down on it, they can kick it out, and they've hit 2 threes out of that. So we're going to have to make more adjustments. So we've got to definitely control their big girls. They're pretty nice.
Checking into the contest, Savannah Pearson. Checking out, Madison Hill. Not sure who that foul was called on. Brooklyn Scott picks up her second personal. Andrew Menace sitting here with us, spotted that for us. Andrew always paying attention to what's going on out there. Bi Queens on the inside pass, mishandled it. Oh, saw Smith, or Alyssa White, rather, kind of chest up to better Walden. Something she may not want to do, Doug.
No, that won't go well, I don't think. So.
3:03 mark here and ticking first quarter. Good contest so far. Home team, Community Bi Queens with the lead, 8-4. Clay County with it. Smith drives, 10-foot jumper, good. There's that mid-range.
Yeah.
Good shot selection.
Good job just taking what they're giving us. That's what you got to do. Don't try to force nothing. Take what they give you. And so far, Natalie's knock goes down.
Natalie Smith with the bucket. Deep three, right wing, and drained by Savannah Pearson off the bench. 3 different Bi Queens with triples early in this one. And if you shoot that good, it don't matter how good the defense is. Eads tries to answer. Her 3-ball, no good. Rebound, Smith. Smith, power dribble, went back up, and she fouled. Natalie going to go to the line. She had a tough night in Joe Sims' gym against Gordonsville when it came to free throws. On the season, Natalie's shooting 29% from the free throw line. Actually is 5 of 17, so not a shooting foul. What did I miss there? Smith fires a 3, airballed it, rebound put back to Crawford. It's good.
They must have called a push early in that, but I mean, I don't know how, because she's in traffic trying to shoot it.
So the foul was on the floor. We get the points, though. Crawford with her first bucket. Good defense. Ella Eads cuts off the baseline, and Pearson loses the handle. A turnover. 11-8, single possession game, 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Good pace to the contest. Both teams being pretty aggressive to the hoop. Kick out. Eads, shot fake and a drive, gets to the box. 6-foot floater in there. I think they were listening to Tipsy's final take, guys. I mean, just really doing a good job tonight, finishing around the hoop and taking good shots. Here we are, inside to Smith. Shot up good. It's not Smith, it's White. I don't know why I'm calling her Smith. White with her second bucket. Extends the By Queen lead back to three, 13-10. Ella Eads left wing, cross court to Smith. Natalie with it. Kicks to Kalia. Kalia at the top of the key. Back to Natalie. She gives to Halen. Halen with it. Shuffles the feet. Gives to Walden. Walden at the free throw line. Good offensive patience in the half court. Now Smith going to work. Kicks back to Baylor. Three ball. Natalie. No good. Rebound Kalia. There's that offensive rebound. It's second chance here. Eads three-pointer, but she travels. Shot was no good from the right corner.
Yeah, we're seeing that call here. You know, it's the gather, Doug, before the shot. And honestly, it is a travel, but a lot of times it doesn't get caught.
Yeah, she definitely caught it and moved around a little to get to say it. So,
under a minute to play, first quarter, 13-10. Pretty clean ball game, going by quickly. By Queens with the lead and the basketball. Wide drives. Kicks off to a teammate. I have not learned these By Queens yet. That's Flanagan with it, who gives up to Yose back inside to White. Now outside to Pearson. Pearson in the corner. Timeout taken by Coach Pierce. We'll take it with him. 31.9 seconds left. First quarter. By Queens 13, Lady Dogs 10.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog Basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank, care in common. By Queens with the ball, another triple taken. Missed this time. Clea Crawford the rebound. Clea playing well early in this one. 15 seconds left in the first. Crawford with it. Puts on the brakes. Kicks to Eads. Ella with 10 seconds in the quarter. The senior guard backs it up. Looks to Coach Walker. Now drives inside to the hoop. Layup off the glass. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the By Queens. 1.7 seconds left. Plenty of time to work it in on the inbound play and get a good shot. Crawford to inbound on the floor with her. Adams, Walden, Garrison, and Eads. Natalie Smith checked out. Maybe blood was present. Had to get her cleaned up. We're not sure. In there to Garrison. Don't have time for that. And it runs out with 1.7 on the clock. It expires prior to a shot being taken. 13-10 by Queens lead is into one.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County trails community on the road, 13-10, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, leading the way for Clay County. Ella Eads has 4 points. Natalie Smith, Brooklyn Scott, and Clea Crawford, all with 2 each. Anna Haskins, Braylon Yoes, and Savannah Pearson, all with 3-pointers. For the By Queens, Alyssa White leads the way with 4 points inside. And community leads Clay County 13-10, headed into the second. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. that's serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action underway. Clay County with the ball. Crawford over to Eads. Ella, the baseline drive, puts on the brakes, loses the handle, picked up by Kalia. Kalia now dishes off to Smith. On the floor, those original, well, not original five. We've swapped Crawford for Scott here. She's joined, or Scott for Crawford, rather. She's joined by Garrison, Walden, Eads, and Smith. Turnover there, empty possession, opening up for Clay County. I'd like to have seen them draw within one there. They trail 13-10. Vikings back with it, and a chance to extend to a two-possession game. Community High School, 5-4 on the year. Yo's with it, kicks cross court to Pridmore. Pridmore hits a triple. Four different Vikings have hit from behind the arc.
And that's one of her post players stepping out there. So if she can do that, that's going to be a tough, tough matchup.
Clay County, no three-pointers yet in the contest. Crawford tries her hand at one. A little too strong. Had a good line, but was too strong on it. On the season, Lady Dogs shooting 31% from three. That has dropped recently. Garrison a rebound. Halen comes the other way. She's scoreless in the contest at this point. Spins in the paint, kicks it back outside, travel call. Third travel called on the third different Lady Dog here. And like we said before, they are happening. Just a little jittery, I guess, here. Tyler Adams checking in. Joining Tyler on the floor, we've got Crawford, Smith, Eads, Walden, and Adams. Here's the steal. Ella Eads with it to the rack. She scores off the right side.
Good defense play by Ella. We needed that play right there.
Eads, the leader of this team. Leading in rebounds. Second in scoring. By Queens with it. Shot faking a drive out of Haskins. Now Yo's with it, top of the key, defended by Tyler. Pass inside. Pridmore with it at the elbow, defending by Walden. Back out to Haskins. Haskins now going to drive. Good defense by Ella. Clay County a little quicker, it seems, than the Vi Queens are.
Yeah, this is, well, you got four solid post players for community that we've seen on the floor already, Doug.
Yeah.
Four.
And size. Not just post players, size post players.
Three ball left side. Tyler Adams tries her hand. Falls a little short. Another with a good line on it. Just couldn't get it to go. Adams on the season. Yet to make a three-pointer, 0 of 6.
That went out on them. Still going to be Clay County ball.
Walden getting a breather as Brooklyn Scott comes on. Crawford, Adams, Scott, Smith, and Eads. 5:43 mark of the second. Lady Dogs trail by 4, 16-12. Ella kicks to Natalie. Natalie going to reset. Works to the right, to the elbow, to the block. Shot up. In and out, no good. Rebound by Queens. Outlet pass. And now they come into their front court. Pearson with it. Gives to Yo's. Yo's three-pointer, no good. White keeps it alive. Second chance opportunity for community. Back inside to White. Shot, no good. Good defense by Eads. Goes off of Smith, and the By Queens will inbound from their baseline. Mid-second quarter, guys, 16-12. Biggest lead of the contest, I think, is these 4 points the community has.
Yeah, and this is the four threes that's given the lead to the Vikings, and they've kept it with that hot outside shooting as Clay County hadn't got one to go yet from the outside. So that's the difference in this game so far.
Vikings taking their time. Yo's, good look, right wing, no good. Another rebound, third attempt now coming on this possession for the Vikings. Haskins with it. The senior bounce passes it off to Madison Hill. We've had about nine Vikings play in this contest so far. A lot of depth. Rebound Natalie Smith. Natalie the other way. Three on one. Going to pull up, shoot the jumper, and it's good. More of the same from Natalie Smith. She's got six off of those mid-range jumpers. May have more in the game. I remember three of those. Am I wrong, Thomas?
That gives her two. Two buckets.
Two of those mid-rangers. Three ball left side by Haskins. No good. Rebound Ella Eads. Took it away from Yoes. Another three-on-three this time. Going to kick it outside to Garrison. Catch and shoot. No good. Rebound Haskins.
No, Clay has made a little joke last few. They're in that 2-3 zone.
Now Pearson going to drive baseline. Her floater no good. Rebound Garrison. Haylen going to bring it across the timeline. 3:40 mark of this second quarter. Back to Eads at right wing. Ella thinking about a drive. Gives off to freshman Tyler Adams. Scott up the low post.
No doubt a mismatch here with the freshman Adams and what's her name? White out on the perimeter.
Now Eads, now Garrison. 3:15 mark of this second quarter. Lady Dogs trail by two. 16-14. Ella has it knocked away. Regathers it. She works against Pearson. Spins. Shoots. A little too strong. Nearly got her on rebound, and she'll be called for a foul. And she ends up taking Pearson to the floor. Didn't mean to.
Yeah, just kind of momentum just kind of took her into her. Can't fault the effort. Good effort.
First personal for Ella. First team foul of this second quarter. Officials doing a pretty good job letting the girls play tonight. 3 minutes left in the first half. 16-14. Back Queens with the ball and the two-point lead. Pearson kicks to a teammate. That's Maxie. She drives and scores. Sophomore Maddie Maxie. So a mixture of sophomores, juniors, and one senior for the Vi-Queens that we've seen play, and only one senior on the squad. So similar to Clay County in that regard, about being spread out between classes. Natalie Smith, three-pointer right side, rolled it in. That first three-pointer gives Clay County a lead now.
No, it's not trailing on one. For Natalie.
I forgot about the Maxie bucket that made it a four-point lead for the Vi-Queens. Quick rebound by Adams. Tyler to Haylen. Haylen in right wing. She stops. Kicks to Ella. Ella going to fire the three. No good. Rebound Alyssa White. White off to a teammate. Now Pearson right wing. Minute 55 and ticking first half. 18-17. Community in front. Cross court into the hands of Haskins. Haskins three-pointer is good. 4 points the lead again for Community.
Hey, this is a good job by Community. I thought pretty good defense for Clay County. Just worked it good, got that open shot.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to hit the three, you know, credit to them. They're not easy shots that they're making. Clay County is playing well defensively. Offensive foul.
I think you said 5 second call.
5 second call.
Okay, I don't know that Garrison even realized the count was on, yeah. and that's what got her.
Yeah, I didn't either, to be honest with you.
Well, not me either, because back home, I don't think it would have been. Mm-hmm. Another of those things just got to adjust to. Minute 20 left. Connectivity issues at times here. Bear with us. Refresh and reload if the feed goes out on you. Three-pointer by Yo's no good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Natalie presses across the timeline into the front court, into the paint, spins, shoots, misses. Rebound by Queens. Now a jump ball call. Minute four left in this second quarter. Garrison nearly still in the inbound. A little bit of pressure being applied by the Lady Dogs here. Seconds and ticking. We think we're off air. Going to finish out this half, and then we'll adjust that. 21-17. Vi-Queens lead by four. They have the ball, looking for perhaps the last shot. I'm sure they'll pull the trigger sooner if they get something they like.
Oh, yeah. If they get an open look, the way they shoot the three, they're going to shoot it.
30 seconds left. Fred Moore, cross court. There's been at least 10 different players played for Community in this first half.
Yeah, he's had a big rotation.
Still looking for a bucket. 8 seconds and ticking. Now a charge call. Offensive foul called as Ella Eads takes the foul. And we will see the Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, come back the other way now with their chance for a bucket. 5.7 seconds left, 21-17. Rolling the ball in. Ella now picks it up. I know Mixer's still recording. 3 seconds in the quarter. Ella to the hoop. Shot up. Foul call. Some of the first free throws of the first half for either team.
Either team.
Ella going to go to the line to shoot two. She is outstanding from that spot. Do I now? She's outstanding from the free throw line on the season. Ella, a 79% free throw shooter.
Makes the first one.
Makes it a three-point game, 21-18. Second one away, also good. Down to a two-point game. Time runs out. First half is done. Nice half for the Lady Dogs. 21-19, Community leads by two. Clay County playing well, though, on the road.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome in to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here from Unionville, Tennessee, at Community High School, where Clay County trails the Vi Queens of Community 19-21 here at the half. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clay County trailed the majority of this contest, but they've been right in it. Largest lead was 16-10 the start of the second quarter, as Community was up by 6 after they buried a 3 to open that second quarter. Clay County trailed 13-10 at the end of the first. And then Ella Eads and Natalie Smith have led Clay County. Eads with 8 here at the break, Natalie Smith with 7, and they slice it to a 2-point lead here at halftime. It's 21-19 in favor of Community. For Community, Anna Haskins has 6 points, Alyssa White 4, Brooklyn Yost 3, Maddie Maxey 2, Savannah Pearson 3, and Morgan Pridemore. Also a 3-pointer for the Vi Queens, who made 5 of those in the first half. 15 of their 21 coming from behind the arc. Like I said, Eads leads Clay County with 8 points. Natalie Smith 7, Brooklyn Scott 2, and Kalia Crawford also 2 for the Lady Dogs, who trailed by 2, 19-21 here at Community at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out there, learn about their new lifetime checking account, and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBaconTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We think we're back up and running now, and hopefully we'll stay that way. Not a tremendous amount of service here at Community High School inside the gym. Stay with us for more.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live from Community High School at the half. 2:50 and ticking left before the break's over. Lady Dogs playing well. They do trail by 2, 21-19 here at Community. Want to go ahead and get into the local sports slowdown that is brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer Garage door dealer. We'll start off with Hermitage Springs basketball. The junior high teams were on the road at Union Heights last night. Girls won their contest. Head coach Summer Cherry squad 8-7 on the year now. And Tyrus West and Andrew Meadows squad ended up losing that one. They have dropped to 6-8. But we've talked all year about the competitiveness and the good things happening down at Hermitage Springs School. The Pee Wee teams did not play last night. However, they'll be in action tomorrow at Hermitage Springs. That conference title tournament is being held down there. I had a graphic of that from Coach McElvain. Here we go, over at sign of K8. There it is. This is the rundown for that tournament tomorrow, 9 a.m. at Hermitage Springs School. Trousdale's girls will be playing Red One Springs girls. Then at 10 a.m., Trousdale's boys will take on Hermitage Springs boys. 11 a.m. will be Salina K-8 girls against Hermitage Springs girls. And then at high noon, the showdown will be between the Red One Springs boys and the Salina K-8 boys. Championship games for both will follow with the winners meeting up. Now, if you want to go down there and watch one of them but have a break in the middle that you want to break from, go right across the creek to the Dairy Burger, visit them, get some food. Want to say a thank you to them. They were in Salina yesterday, raised a lot of money, I think over $5,000 for Miss Amanda Hale, elementary teacher at Hermitage Springs School, who's having a horrible time with health issues right now. And it's just a great thing. It's one of the things we love about living in Clay County, seeing that kind of support, Doug. And I know you helped spread the word about that to where you work. And good thing took place yesterday for them.
Yeah, her husband, Clayton, works down there. Me and him work together. And just good to see her community. Girl, that's what our community does. Just step up with somebody who's in need and help them out. And really stepped up yesterday. We want to thank Paige down there at Dairy Bear for doing her part. Just an excellent job by everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Salina K-8 basketball, those junior high teams were on the road last night along with the Pee Wee squads, 5th and 6th grade. Girls lost both contests at Jackson County. Don't know about the boys. Coach Maxfield never got back to me on that. Tyreek Key and their squad won another one, 12-0 on the year with Raptors 905. I know action has started, but I've got to mention tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central Time kick at Austin Peay University in Clarksville. Clay County High School all-time leading tackler, senior football player Reese Adams will be taking the field for that East-West All-Star game. And a lot of folks excited about that. I know part of his family has traveled on over. Others are going to tomorrow. And just going to be a cool thing for Reese to be able to display his talents alongside some of the best in the state tomorrow over at Austin Peay. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof panels, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Here we are, third quarter action. We're going to call this thing like everybody can see it, even if they can't, because Mixer is recording. Community with the ball. Jump ball call. Good job by Brooklyn Scott to get in there and time up for it.
Well, a good job on that start of that play. Got it under the goal a little bit, got back out, and tried to get a shot off. Great block, but kept after it.
By Queens back with it. Third quarter action. Leading by two. Both teams scoreless here in this third quarter. Bounce pass inside. Community shot up, no good. Rebound putback was good. So the bucket good by sophomore Madison Hill, number 14. Ongoing connectivity issues here. AT&T just don't work good in this gym. Baker Walden, baseline jumper. Missed the shot. Brooklyn Scott, the rebound put back good.
Nice rebound for Brooklyn. That's a big bucket.
Brooklyn Scott draws Clay County back with N2, 23-21. 6:15 and ticking. I am correct, Thomas, in saying it is recording, and it'll be postable later. So we'll call this thing, even if nobody can hear it. Natalie Smith, three ball right corner, no good. Walden swats it away. Now a scrum on the floor. Doug, I tell you what I see so far in this one. I see an increased edge, I think, out of these Lady Dogs. Not content with that showing against Gordonsville Tuesday night and just looking to prove to themselves, hey, we're better than that. And that is over with. This is a new game. Playing pretty good here tonight.
Oh, they've done that very well tonight. This is a good, solid team that are playing against. They've really brought some good effort.
Garrison with it. Right side. In the paint. 3 seconds call. First time this year we've seen it called, I believe, in our broadcasting. Natalie Smith called for the 3-second violation.
And she was probably in there. We just don't see that called a lot.
Just
you know,
yeah, a lot of times
they'll, they get in the paint, just leave them alone.
You know, I know coaches call for it if somebody's got a big that is really hurting them down low, but strange to see it called on a guard. Here we are trying
to. Who had our last
time.
Bucket? I missed it. Scott.
Scott.
Yes.
23-21. Ooh, no-look pass. Unfortunately, back of the wall, they're not expecting it. Nice idea from Garrison, but her and her senior teammate not on the same page that time.
Yeah, made that a little tougher than she needed to. Good attempt.
5:13 mark of this third quarter. We know about our issues. We'll continue to do the best we can. Yo's with it out top. Works in the corner to Maxie. Maxie on the baseline drive and scores. Back to that four-point difference, 25-21. I don't think Clay County has led in the contest. I've learned over the years I'm better off to leave that stuff to Thomas because he knows and I don't. But sometimes I can't help myself. I throw stuff out anyway. See, there we are. Wrong as usual. Timeout taken. We're going to stay on air while we're on air and talk about our present sponsor, Wellworth Bank, while we can.
Yeah, we talk about Bank of Salina. They are now Wellworth Bank, but don't worry. The bank hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people and same service you rely on, just with a new name and new look because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Bank's been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly ladies you know down on that iconic, on the square, in that iconic building in Salina. Wellworth Bank, carrying common, and, you know, they've got a great new look going. We see it when we travel through Lafayette and throughout this part of the region around Salina, Daniel, and kind of good to see that yellow and green and Wellworth Bank everywhere you go.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's doing what they in part, what they wanted to accomplish. And that's letting folks know, hey, this is one family throughout this area. It's not these isolated places. It's one big family altogether. And you can definitely tell that with this unified signage that they've got. Natalie Smith called for the travel. Tough one.
Yeah, thought I had a little contact there.
4:27 mark of the third quarter. Lady Dogs trail by four. 25-21. Yo's with it. Gives to Maxie. Maxie kicks over to Hill, who gives to Haskins. Her drive, no good. Natalie Smith, the rebound. Smith playing well tonight. The junior pulls it down, crosses the timeline, kicks in the corner to Haylen Garrison. Garrison out top, down to Natalie. Natalie sets her feet, pulls the trigger. No good, top of the key. Rebound, Walden. Walden, power dribble, put back. Ooh, nearly a foul. No whistle blow, though. White with a block shot instead.
Like a little contact there, too, but that's one thing tonight. They've let that go both ends, so.
Yo's fires the three and hits it. 30-second timeout taken or official timeout for
a shoot. Blood again.
Baker Walden bleeding from the mouth, so kind of goes back to my idea. Maybe she was fouled instead of just the shot being blocked if there's blood coming from her mouth. 3:50 mark of this third quarter.
We'll have to do a little cleanup, I think.
Cleaning the ball off over here to our right. Swing the camera that way. First trip for the Horizon Sports Network to Community High School.
Yeah, we're having technical issues have throughout the night. Not much service here inside this gym, guys.
It appears to be on right now, and we hope so. Maybe not on Mixer Audio. It is recording. We'll keep calling it. Facebook working for the moment, we think. Smith gives to Crawford. Kalia hands off to Brooklyn. Now back to Natalie Crawford, three ball left side. Ooh, no good. I thought he was going to go. Just about an inch short, or it would have went. By Queens, back with it. They lead by seven. Ooh, make it 10. 10 points the lead. And I think it was Yoes who drained another.
Yeah, back-to-back for her. I've got her for three in the game so far.
Come out taken by Matt Walker. We'll do the same. 3:09 mark of the third. Lady Dogs trail by 10.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank, carrying common with the Lady Dogs trail the Vikings of Community by 10 now. It's 31-21. Under 3 minutes left here in the third, Daniel.
Clay County trailing by the most they have tonight. Need a stop here. 31-21. By Queens with Maxie out top, defended by Garrison. Halen getting good pressure there. Maxie has to give it up. Gives to Pearson. Pearson to Yoes. Yoes cross court to Haskins. Brooklyn Scott and Better Walden have both done a good job with Alyssa White done in the paint. But it's been the outside shooting of the three ball that has put Clay County down by 10.
Well, that's something that we've kind of give up because we're trying to stop the big girl inside. So we want to make an adjustment to get back on that coverage.
Ella Eads hits it from the corner. Assist from Brooklyn Scott. Makes it a 7-point game. 7 feels a lot better than 10.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you can be under double digits, you feel pretty comfortable.
On the floor, Garrison, Crawford, Eads, Smith, and Scott. Yoes, left wing, gives to Maxie. Maxie to Pearson. Back to Maxie. They operate right out in front of head coach Cody Pierce. Back wings 5-4 on the year. Brooklyn Scott called for her third personal as she was battling with Alyssa White for position. By Queens on the inbound. Minute 30 left in this third quarter. 31-24. Pridmore to Maxie. Maxie back to Pridmore. Shot faking a drive. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound out of Eads. Eads outlet pass to Smith. Natalie with it. Goes to the block. Puts on the brakes. Gives back to Ella. Three ball up and away. No good. Rebound Maxie. Tyler Adams is checked in. 1 minute left in this third quarter. Hopefully our internet will continue to hold. By Queens with it. Jumper, the hot hand. It's number 5, junior Brooklyn Yoes. She has hurt Clay County in this third quarter.
Yeah, she's making shots.
At least 8 points in the third quarter. Eads gives to Crawford. Kalia to Halen. Halen into the corner to Natalie. 30 seconds left in the third. Tyler going to drive in. Kick to Ella. Ella to Natalie. Natalie, three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound put back by Crawford. Good. Kalia now has done that twice.
Yeah, she's been in kind of the right spot, hasn't she?
She has. 10 seconds left in the third. Back to a 7-point game. Driving a miss. Ooh, over the back. Needs to be called, and it is. Pridmore. 5 seconds left in the third. 7-point game. 33-26. Garrison, Adams, Eads, Crawford, and Smith. Ella picks it up. 5 seconds. Ella with it in the wing. Drives inside. A foul is called on the floor, so it means nothing, I guess. Going to put a little bit of time back on the clock inbound.
Yeah, you got to. I mean,
he's what they put back on it. You know, if he'll put. So you got to have a kiss and shoot, so.
0.5 seconds. Kalia to inbound. Works it in to Natalie. The paint is good. Nicely done. Kalia Crawford to Natalie Smith. Smith draws it back to a 5-point game. 33-28 at the end of three.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Lady Dogs trail the Vi-Queens of Community 33-28 headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Ella Ease with 11. Natalie Smith has 9. Brooklyn Scott, Kalia Crawford, both with 4 for the Lady Dogs. Brooklyn Yose leads the way for Community with 11 points. She's only one in the double figures, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 others, 7 others on the board for Community, who lead Clay County 33-28. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Vi-Queens with the ball. 8 minutes left to settle it. Dug through our different communication and connectivity issues we've had. Hadn't been a little disrupted on the broadcast. What about this ball game? We hadn't given you a chance to do a lot of talking about it.
Well, Clay County's played solid. It's a good, solid team. You know, just, you know, taking what they give us, just playing hard because they got some tough matchups for us, but they played good and matched up pretty well.
Community with wins as they turn it over here. Good defense. Community with wins over. They gave it back to them. I don't see how that happened. Wins over Santa Fe, Battle Creek, Collinwood, Eagleville, and Mount Pleasant. Losses to Hickman County, Moore County, and Huntland. So no bad losses on this Vi-Queen schedule. Vi-Queens with another opportunity here. Maxey to White, foul on Crawford. Clay County can afford to be aggressive defensively. I'm not suggesting blatant fouling or anything, but nobody in foul trouble except Brooklyn Scott. She's got 3. Everybody else can be aggressive on the ball.
And right now, that's what we need. You know, we wait to the fourth quarter, now we can get a little aggressive. We just don't want to get soft aggressive, you know.
Right.
And give them just ticky tacks.
Just make them prove to be good enough ball handlers to take care of it. Garrison called for the personal. 7:15 mark of this fourth quarter. 33-28. Vi-Queens in front. Lady Dogs have not led since very early in the contest. Hill with it. Gives to White. White to Maxey. Now into the hands of Brooklyn Yose, who's got the lion's share of the points in the second half for the Vi-Queens. 3-ball, no good. Rebound, Hill, and a foul against Clay County. Crawford going to pick up another. Just a positioning foul on the rebound. Actually, that's on
Tyler.
Tyler, her first.
Which ain't a bad foul for us.
Right. Ooh, looky here. Ella Ease, here's that defensive aggression. Gets the steal to the rack. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. Ella going to go to the line to shoot two. She's made one trip, to my knowledge, and hit both of them.
Yeah, that's actually the only free throw shot, not just for Clay County, but in this entire ball game.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Not a lot of free throws. You know, been a pretty lax as far as Collin letting them play.
Ella Eads knocks down the first. Right at an 80% free throw shooter. Second one about to come. It's away and good. 6:47 mark.
Going back to the third quarter, Clay County on a 6-0 run at this point. Of course, they were down 9.
Still, Natalie Smith to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound by Queens. Timeout taken by Cody Pierce of Community. Lady Dogs trail by 3. 6:36 left in the contest.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County's cut it to 3. It's 33-30 here in the fourth quarter. Community leads the Lady Dogs.
By Queens with it. Hill gives to Yoes. Yoes defended by Garrison. We talked about the defensive aggression, and since then, 2 steals by the Lady Dogs.
Well, that's a good. We've got out of 3 quarters in good shape. Now we can up that pressure, which we need to do.
Ella Eads picks up a personal. Nearly came away with the steal. Ended up with the contact.
This will be their first free throws of the night. It's like Thomas said, we had me. Ella shot 4, and that's it. And
that's
this will be the first time of the line for them.
So this is going to be, I have to wait. That's Hill. Sophomore Madison Hill at the line for 2. First one's away. No good. Maybe a bit of kryptonite here for the By Queens. Send them to the line, depending on who, of course. Second one's good. 4 points to the difference, 34-30. On the floor for Clay County, Natalie Smith, Brooklyn Scott, Ella Eads, Helen Garrison, Kalia Crawford. Natalie across the timeline gives to Halen. Halen left wing, gives back to Kalia. Actually gives to Natalie to Ella. Now back to Halen. Stop him. Pop 3. No good. Halen has been cold from behind the arc lately. And that is not something that we say very often. Usually she's good for multiples in a contest. Sometimes well over 5. Garrison got the steal but missed the shot. Nice rebound, Clea Crawford. Offensive variety. Kicks it across and we turn it over. Doug, a couple of second-chance opportunities here in the fourth that we've not been able to get points from.
Well, the biggest thing, we didn't get anything out of it, was just keep playing good, solid day, get stops, then come down and score. But, yeah, we've been getting the opportunities.
Megan Walden back in for the first time since she went out with blood present. And now a foul called against Natalie Smith. The officials kind of maybe calling it a little closer now, almost like, I don't know. 5:26 left in the fourth. Hill back at the line. And that may have been it. May have caught Hill with the ball and said, hey, just send her back to the line.
Yeah, she was 1-1 the first half. Like I said, nobody in real foul trouble except Brooklyn, I believe, right?
Did the same thing, hit 1 of 2 again. So 35-30. 5:20 in ticking. Natalie with it. Kicks over to Halen. Halen hands to Ella. Ella gets to the elbow, backs up, drives again. Bounce pass to Baylor, never made it to her, taken away by Yoes.
All right there, Ella's got to that mid-range again and should have just took that mid-range.
Crawford, a steal. Kalia to the bucket. Foul. Yo's going to be called for the personal. Kalia going to go to the line. Not a lot of attempts on the season, but she's been really good from there. Ten of 12 on the season. 83%. First one's away and good. Makes it a 4-point game. Second free throw coming. Good. Crawford, 12 of 14 on the season from free throw.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is. Ooh, Crawford, nearly another steal. Could get to a 10-second count. No, the Vi Queens get across the timeline now. 4:45 left in this fourth quarter. 35-32. Vi Queens lead by three. Maxie with the ball. Gets past Smith, and a foul called on Natalie. Foul was on the floor before the shot. So they will send her to the line for two. Second personal for Natalie. Misses the free throw, does Maxie. So 2 of 5 are the Vi Queens in the fourth quarter from the charity stripe. Misses the fire. Need to remember that.
Yeah.
Walden the rebound. Gives to Smith. Single possession ball game. 4:35 mark here. 35-32. Community leads. Walden. Smith. Garrison. Travel. Shuffles the feet on it and gets called for it again. Had one of those earlier.
Clay County, you know, with a chance there to tie or to, and, you know, just another turnover. We've kind of seen that in crucial
about four,
places in this game.
Yes, about four of these fourth quarter trips. An empty possession. Maxie, shot from the baseline, gets it to go.
Hey, tough shot right there.
Sure
good
was.
Good defense, just tough shot.
Back to a 5-point game, 37-32. Plenty of time, 4 minutes, exactly halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Garrison, Eads, Ella dishes to Walden. It goes out of bounds, and it was touched last by Clay County, by Queen Ball. Another of those trips. Not even, you know, and it's not that we're taking a shot. It's about 5 fourth-quarter trips that have not even seen a shot attempt. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, Clay County trails by 5 at 37-32 and had the opportunity to be in the lead in this contest on multiple occasions.
Certainly could have. Timeout taken here, 30-second break. We'll play one ad and be right back.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Carrying Common. Fourth quarter, under 4 minutes left. Clay County trails by 5, Daniel.
Smith with it, gives to Walden. Now Eads drives the baseline, kicks back to Baylor. Now Kalia. Cross court to Natalie. Back to Kalia. Walden, thought about the three. 3:30 and ticking. 37-32. Garrison pushes the Eads in the corner. Back to Baylor. Swung to Kalia. Kalia going to fire the shot. No good. Rebound. Smith. Her putback blocked by Alyssa White. Stolen back by Kalia Crawford. Crawford creating a lot of second-chance opportunities tonight. Started with a good rebound by Natalie Smith.
Yeah. Kalia's had a good night getting those second chances back for us.
Clay County only 1 3-pointer in the contest, if I'm correct, and Ella Eads gets it to go. Do they give her the bucket?
They don't. Not according to him pointing to the baseline.
No, he counted the bucket.
Okay. Oh, he did?
He did, yeah.
He just had a sideways downward point.
He didn't get excited about it on that one, did he?
No, he didn't. Ella Eads completes the 3-point play. We've got a 2-point game. Community 37, Clay County 35. Full court man pressure being applied. Smith Knocked it free from Maxie. Ooh, I thought she had a takeaway for a minute. Ball rolled out of bounds, though.
I did. A nice effort from Natalie. I thought we had that one.
Some of the community faithful dressed in purple and gold across the way wanted a foul call. Not the case. Natalie played it clean. 2:50 left. Down to the nitty-gritty. Eats. Ooh, they're going to be called for the foul. Back home. That ain't a foul.
No, that's a nice effort. Nice play right there, Bella.
Third personal for Ella. 2:51 left, so Ella got to be conscious of having the three there. At the line, the sharpshooter, not the one we want there, and that is Brooklyn Yoes. She's the leading scorer of this Bi Queen team. Hit the first. Second one's away. Short. Walton the rebound. Here we go. Ty with a three. Draw within one with a two. Smith with it. Kicks to Ella. 2:40 and ticking. Ella into the paint. To the rack. Shot. No good. White the rebound. Maxie quickly the other way. Got that look in her eye and goes to the hoop. My foul call on Garrison, I assume.
Maxie just missed a pair earlier. She's over on the night from the line.
Garrison picks up her fourth personal. Free throw away by Maxie. No good. Almost bounced in.
So we've got the part we needed right there, getting to miss the free throw. We've got to make some shots on the area.
Yeah, they've been begging us. Missed the fire, 38-35. Clay County being begged here by the Bi Queens to take it away from them. Smith comes down, misses the shot from left block. And now we're seeing those one-and-done trips, the last two trips down the floor. Bi Queens back with it. 2:10 left in the fourth. Maxie has it knocked away by Natalie. But the Bi Queens maintain possession. White sets the screen. Offensive foul call. Moving screen by Alyssa White.
No.
Another chance.
How many times have we said that, Daniel?
I don't know.
We're late in the fourth. 3-point ball game, 38-35, 2 minutes to go. Full timeout, I think, taken by a community. We'll take it with them.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County basketball, 2:01 left, 38-35. Lady Dogs trail by three.
Smith, Garrison, Walden, Eads, Crawford on the floor. Ooh, wide open. Natalie Smith, right block, got the bucket. Nice pass from Ella Eads to Smith with the finish. 1 point the difference, 38-37. Full court.
Oh,
turnover. A turnover. Finally, Clay County a chance to take a lead here.
Hey, this nice pressure by Ellen. They just threw it out of bounds.
Brooklyn Yoes tosses it away. Lady Dogs to inbound off to our left from the baseline. A lot of these prior trips have been to tie or draw within one. This one guaranteed to take a lead with a bucket. 38-37, trailing by one. Working it in and whistles blow. Offensive foul call, trashy call, I'm no doubt. I didn't see it. Kalia Crawford called for the foul.
Yeah, Crawford just didn't quite get set trying to get Garrison loose with that pick on the outside. 1-point ball game. Clay County trails 38-37. We'll play one ad. Be right back.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Terry in Common. Minute 39 left at Community High School, and the pressure's starting to mount. 1 point the difference. Haskins with it. The senior gets across the timeline for the Vi-Queens. Hands off to Yoes. She's had the hot hand of late. Pass inside to a reserve. That's Sarah Flanagan. We've not seen her much tonight. Come a strange time. An offensive foul should have been called on Maxie, but no whistles blow as she hooked a Lady Doll. Yoes, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Minute 10 left in the fourth. Smith into the paint. Circles the wagons. Gives the Walden three ball. Ooh, in and out. No good. What a look at it. Halfway of the cylinders, it rattled out. Lady Dogs trailing by one. Foul on Ella Eads. Maxie goes to the free throw line. So far, she's 0 for in the fourth. And she knows it, too. Doug, how big a thing is that as a player? You've been there. Do you get in your own head just thinking, I ain't hit one? Maxie firing, nerves a steal. Knocks it down, makes it a two-point game. That is Ellis' fourth personal. Missed the second. 2 points the difference, 39-37. Normal bucket will tie. A triple would take a one-point lead. Lady Dogs only have one three-pointer in the contest. Eads gets to Garrison. Garrison Eads. 40 seconds left. Ella drives. Shot blocked by Maxie. Goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Looks like the girls will sit. A full timeout taken. We'll go to break. 36.2 seconds left, 39-37. We'll play one ad and come right back.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. 36.2 seconds left. Clay County Trails Community by two, 39-37, Doug, and Lady Dogs have the ball side out, I think.
Yeah. Just drawing up what you like the best, right? You don't have to be in a hurry. You know, you want to get a bucket if they give it to you, but you got to be patient, get a good shot right here.
No one Lady Dog with the hot hand tonight, scoring from different places.
Yeah, two in the double figures so far. Ella Eads leading the way with 16, and I like her matchup with Maxie here.
Here it is. Eads with it on the inbound. Dishes to Walden. Baylor at the elbow. Gives to Natalie. 28 seconds. Natalie going to shake him back into the paint, shot off the glass. Ooh, no good. Kept alive. Natalie comes up with a long rebound somehow. Gives to Crawford. Crawford thought about a three. 15 seconds left. Walden now with it. Drives against White to the hoop. Dishes off to Eads. Jumper good. Tie ball game, 39-39. Good find by Baker. Ella with the finish. Can we get a stop? 4 seconds on the clock. Maxie with it. Drives to the hoop. Shot short. Buzzer sounds. We will go to overtime here. The Lady Dogs were late getting to the gym. I guess they wanted to play a little longer. Here we go, 39-39. We'll be back after a short break.
Today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between,
With Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. We've got overtime, Daniel.
39-39, 4 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Ooh, Ella Eads almost fouled out. She's got to be careful playing with four personals. I was afraid they was going to get her. Here we go.
Of course, one thing about overtime, the fouls don't reset, so both teams will be double bonus in this whole overtime.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 3:40 on the clock. Maxie with it, top of the key. Now to the wing. Defended by Eads. Inside to White, and a foul called on Walden, hands in the back. Bader does not have many fouls. Maybe your first here.
Yeah, that's just that arm extended with the hand on the back, open face. Just can't do it.
Yeah. And, you know, all night, they've kind of let that go a little bit. Of course, now it's got a little tighter, but now they've caught it both ways on that little hand-to-back type stuff. So
White hits the first. Kind of hoping she wasn't a good free throw shooter. A lot of times the taller players aren't, but she's got it down pat pretty good.
Yeah, she looks pretty good up there.
Gets the power. Back wings up by two. Walden, Smith, Eads, Garrison, and Crawford on the floor for the Lady Dogs. Smith to Eads. Ella, shot fake, driving to the paint. Spin, wanted to kick it back out. Natalie finally gets it. Natalie across court to Kalia. Kalia drives, kicks the net. Three ball, right wing. No good, kept alive by the Vikings. Maxie, she played pretty good down the stretch for community. Called her name a lot. Crosses the timeline. Vikings lead by two. Haskins into the paint. Her left-handed shot good.
That was a tough shot right there.
Four-point lead for community. Clay County with the ball. Crawford, offensive foul called against Clay. Illegal screen on Smith. Did not see that one. That is something they caught a lot tonight, and they caught it on both teams.
Yep.
Third personal for Natalie. Kalia's going to pick up her third. We'll go to the other end to shoot on this one. The offensive foul, we didn't make the trip. Now we will for the defensive. 2:34 left in this one, and Doug, no points for Clay County here in the overtime yet.
Yeah, we had any luck on the offensive end, and they're taking advantage on their offensive end.
Is that Maxie? No.
Haskins.
Haskins misses the first. Second away. No good. Rebound Walden. Community has not been good from the line down the stretch. Natalie gives to Ella. Ella drives. Dishes outside to Natalie. Three-pointer right side. Won't go. Maxie the rebound. 2:15 left in overtime. Head coach Cody Pierce says, let's put on the brakes, girls. They slow down, back up. Good defense by Natalie Smith near a five count. And Maxie gets rid of it. Haskins against Crawford. Overtime is halfway gone. Minute 55 and ticking. Ooh, a near turnover. Yeah. Now timeout taken by Coach Pierce saving the turnover. We'll go ahead and play an ad with them. Minute 53 left. In this overtime period, full timeout taken. Black Queens lead by four.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Care in Common. We're in overtime. 1:53 left in the extra period. Clay County trails 43-39. Vikings with all 4 points here in the extra period. As you talked about it, Doug, just can't get anything to go on the offensive end, Clay County can't.
Yeah, we've had too many empty possessions in the overtime. We just got to, again, just keep playing solid and get a stop and then score.
Vikings missed the shot over the back foul call against number 21.
And that's good with us. We're going to the other end. Stop, clock stop. Chance to score two.
And who is the shooter?
Natalie, I believe.
Natalie Smith had the line. We thought she was going to the line earlier tonight. Never made the trip, though. We were faked out by the call. First one's away. No good. Smith on the season, 29% free throw shooter. Second attempt coming. Good. 43-40. Now single possession game. 3 points the difference. Minute 45 left. Vikings a turnover. Walden comes up with the ball. Spins, puts on the brakes, gives to Eads. Ella pushes to Haven. Haven right wing, drives inside. 6 foot floater, no good. Tipped last by the Vikings, and Clay County maintains the possession. Official may be nervous there,
yeah,
with his body language.
Me too, Dan. I thought.
Here we are. Natalie the inbound. Minute and a half left in the overtime. Ella with it. Offensive foul call. Ella is fouled out. That's a big story right there. He's averaging 13.4 points per contest, and I'm assuming, as usual, leading Clay County in this one. And it's
yeah, she's got 18 as she expires here, the freshman. Kyla Adams is going to spell her, Daniel. Nice game from Ella Eads, I thought, tonight. Play controlled, got her team back in this one. Got it to overtime.
Going to have to do it without the senior guard. Minute 24 and ticking. Nye Queens with the ball in a three-point lead. Yo's with it. Dishes off to a teammate. She drives to the hoop, creates space, and lays it in off the glass. Sarah Flanagan in the bucket. Smith presses to Adams. Adams aggressive inside. Tried to get it out to Walden. Taken away by Yo's. 1 minute left in this one. Got a 5.2 possession ball game. Yo's with it out top. And it's the keep away now. Garrison and Adams chasing the ball. Crawford joins them. Down to 45 seconds and ticking. And a foul on Garrison. Garrison fouls out. We'll see Brooklyn Scott check in for her. So on the floor, Walden, Crawford, Smith, Adams, and Scott. No other Lady Dogs have played in the contest. At this time, Smith and Scott both have 3 fouls. Nobody else has one. Full timeout taken. 41.9 seconds left in overtime. 45-40 by Queens lead.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
What's today?
Back here live in overtime from Community High School, this is Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Care in Common. Maxie at the line misses the fire. 40 seconds left. Still time to do it, but got to do it now. Lady Dogs trail by five. Adams with it, top of the key. Kicks to Crawford. Crawford going to fire the three. Ooh, no good. Kept alive. Ooh, I thought Clay County going to get it, but it's the By Queens with the ball. Now a trap. Keep her there, and a timeout taken by Coach Pierce as the five count got close. It's going to be another full timeout. Play one and come right back.
He's fast paced. Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. 19.9 seconds left in overtime. Community with a five-point lead. Yo's with it. Foul call. Walden or Adams won. We'll walk to the other end. Doug, 18 seconds left. Trailing by two possessions. 5 points the difference. Yo's could make it a three-possession game.
Yeah, she's probably the one you don't want to line, but just late in the game, you got a choice. You got to foul. Who's got the ball? We got to score.
So got to pull it down quick here off of whatever happens on the second shot. First one's missed. That's a good thing. So at worst, it'll be a six-point game. Come down quick. Just got to do something fast. Yeah, do you fire the three? Do you go inside if you can get it there?
You take what they give you.
Okay.
If they'll let you have the two, take the two. Just extend the game right now.
Here we go. Yo's hits the second. 6 points to the difference. Smith inside, shot up, foul call. 12.1 seconds on the clock. As Natalie will go to the free throw line. First one's away. Good.
That touched all the rim, part of the backboard and fell in.
Sure did. Another attempt coming. Right now it's a five-point game. Now a four-point game. Here we are, 12.1 seconds left. Black Queens to inbound. They work it in. Foul call on Crawford. Down to 10.5 seconds on the clock. 46-42. It will be Haskins going to the line to shoot two. She's around 50% maybe from that spot. Hits the first, makes it a five-point game. 47-42. Second attempt coming. Misses it. 5 points the difference. 10 seconds on the clock. Smith with it. Left wing. Going to drive inside again. Down to 4 seconds. Shots missed. Back wings the rebound. This one's going to go final. Hard fought. A much better performance tonight than we saw on Tuesday night for the Lady Dogs, but ultimately a loss here. Final score, the By Queens 47, the Lady Dogs 42. Clay County is even now, 4-4 on the year.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. We just witnessed the Clay County girls fall in overtime here at Community High School by a score of 47-42 in favor of the Vikings. It's time for Eco Panels of Tennessee. It's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. And, Doug, you know, we thought coming into this one it'd be a quality community team, and I thought that's what we saw as kind of close throughout. Largest lead of the game came midway through the third quarter at 10 points. Other than that, this was a close ball game.
Yeah, and just a credit to Clay County for fighting back when they got down 10. Good opponent tonight, good competition, and just battled.
Clay County trailed 31-21. Then they chipped away, got it to five, headed into the fourth quarter at 33-28. And then Ella Eads tied it almost at the buzzer, 39-39 at the end of regulation to send it into overtime. She ended up fouling out shortly thereafter. Also lost Halen Garrison to foul trouble in overtime period. Doug just couldn't hang on down the stretch. But I thought it was a really good effort for Clay County to get back in this one, like you said.
Yeah, when we were down, we'd done exactly what we needed to do. We fouled them. They went to the line, didn't make them. We just got in a little spurt there in overtime. We didn't score. You know, we was doing everything good with the offensive end. We just couldn't get a bucket.
Yeah, and, Clay County up against pretty good competition. We didn't really know what we were going to see. Looking at their record, I thought they would be pretty solid, and they were, this Vikings team.
Well, they brought a little bit of everything. Had size, had good guards. They shot the ball well. Even one of the big girls stepped out and hit three. So, just a good quality team.
Brooklyn Yose led the way for community with a Baker's dozen, 13 points. She was the only player in double figures, but Anna Haskins right behind her with nine. Sarah Flanagan had two. Alyssa White, five. Madison Hill, four. Maddie Maxey, five. Savannah Pearson, three. And Morgan Pridemore, also three. And early on, it was about that three as they nailed five or six in that first half was kind of the difference in the ball game early on.
Yeah, well, you know, we were keying on that their big girl, doubling up. Anytime you do that, something's going to be open. For them, it was the three, and they made them. Then we made some adjustments out of that and kind of slowed it down. But just good play by both teams right there.
Ella Ease leading away with 18 in this one. Natalie Smith also in the double figures with 14. Brooklyn Scott had 4, and Kalia Crawford 6. Baylor Walden, Halen Garrison, those two starters, no points in this contest. So, you know, got two in pretty good high double figures, Doug, but still going to have to find that third and fourth score, Clay County is. Went to overtime and still just right at 40 points. That's hard to win like that, really, as far as offensive production.
Well, what we're seeing the last few games, teams keying to Halen. And, and that's what's going to happen. She's been just lighting people up. So now we're going to make some adjustments to get Halen some better shots off that because they're taking away the shots she likes. So, you know, just some adjustments. That's good to see that. You know, Gordonville done that. Community's done that. Now make those adjustments and go on because we're going to see all those again.
No doubt. No doubt. Again, Clay County falls in overtime here at Community by a score of 47-42. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action coming up next.
Welcome to the Action H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
You'll find their passion for parts, service, and the community. H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment parts to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
The H&H is the pregame title sponsor. Others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe. Serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Take any turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Community High School and the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. Tuesday night, Clay County lost to Gordonsville 37-50. Pickett County beat Stone Memorial 44-37. Jackson County beat Livingston Academy 68-31. Red Bull and Springs and Clark Range were both idle. Tonight's action. Got Clay County right here, of course, at Community. A feature single-A game across the state, Pickett County hosting Eagleville. Those are two teams that many might say could play for a go ball. In Murfreesboro later in March, who knows? But we know Eagleville beat Jackson County boys by 20 earlier this year. That was impressive. And we know what Pickett County offers, so that's definitely going to be one that we'll keep an eye on the score of. Absolutely. Jackson County hosting Stone Memorial. That's another one that could be a good contest right there. Clark Range hosting Gospel Christian. Red Bull and Springs idle tonight. Tomorrow night, Clark Range will travel into the Bluegrass State to take on Whitley County, Kentucky. Overall records for the boys' teams right now, the Buffaloes are Clark Range 7-2, Jackson County Blue Devils 8-1, Pickett County Bobcats 7-1, Clay County Bulldogs 3-4, and the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs 2-6. So kind of a separation on the overall records in this district right now. Of course, nobody's played district games, and ultimately those are the ones that matter. But Clark Range, Jackson, and Pickett all with pretty stellar early records. Clay County and Red Bull and Springs at the moment on the losing side of the record. Yeah. That's it. Boys 7-day update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer Garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Got about a minute and a half here on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show for the Back Home Electric keys to the game. Our last thoughts before tip-off. Well, here we go. Record-wise, this is something that would favor Community as they come into the contest playing out of District 9 AA, 7-2 record on the year. A loss to Eagleville by around 30 points and a loss to Hickman County. Of course, we know about Clay County, but this Community team apparently pretty strong. It's almost back-to-back games. Gordon's won Friendship Christian, a pair of losses for the Dogs. Didn't play too bad in the Friendship game, just got outshot. Did not play well against Gordonsville. Talked about getting the stink off last time. Need to do it here tonight, don't we? And that's not got anything to do with community. That's got to do with us just playing good ball.
Yeah, and I think that's what this is about here tonight, making this long road trip. You know it's going to be a quality opponent, a larger school. So this is a chance to kind of prove yourself a little bit. I think if you're Clay County, these seniors, you know, these four seniors on this team, it's time they step up and kind of lead this team, Doug, and, you know, get them playing the way they want to be playing headed into Christmas and then on into the district slate.
Yeah, going into tonight, you know, you want that win, but you want a good, solid game tonight. You know, that's what we've been looking forward to, kind of get the adjustments and get used to each other. So we just want a good, solid game. That's what you want tonight.
Continuing to grow. Folks, that has been the keys to the game brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brent White. Offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. The Community Vikings, the home team, as they put on their light show here tonight in Unionville. 7-2 record on the year, three-game winning streak starting for Community. Senior number 14, Josh Powers. Senior number 5, Jackson Williams. Junior number 3, Charles Haskins. Junior number 1, Jonathan Lawwell. And a sophomore number 32, Carson Boyce. The Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 26 season overall, 561 wins to 231 losses in his career, 3-4 record this season. They do have a two-game losing streak into the contest. Starting for Clay County, junior 00, Jake Copeland. Senior number 2, Cole Leeds. Senior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 5, Warner Melton. And a junior number 33, Juju Bella. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe in the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time for another one. We knew the girls' game was going to be a good one, and it was. Didn't have the outcome we wanted. Perhaps we will get it now. On the boys' side, Nolan Adams steps in against Josh Powers to control the opening possession. It goes to the Vikings. Clay County wearing the gold travel jerseys tonight. The Vikings, the white home jerseys. And it is Community who get on the board first.
Yeah,
Jackson Williams with the bucket.
Williams just getting the position there, getting the put back, and Cole Leeds around the back, getting called for the foul. He's going to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Williams' release, isn't it good? Community 3, Clay County 9. Senior point guard Nolan Adams, averaging 14 points per contest. I adjusted those averages from last time out. And as you talked about, Thomas, it crept on up. Adams, the leading scorer on this squad with those 14 points per contest. Also, right behind Jake Copeland is the leading rebounder. Nolan pulling down 5.2 rebounds per contest. Offensive foul. Called against Clay Kenny. Carry over from the girls game. We saw that a lot. Jake Copeland called for the personal. And that's one of those you sit there as one of the guys. You watch that girl's game. You see what they're calling, and you should already have a leg up knowing what's going on with that.
Yeah, they called that for both teams a while ago. So as center watch game, you've got to expect that in this game.
Community looking to build on their three-point lead. 7:20 mark of the first. Driving inside was Haskins. Haskins to Williams. Now back to Haskins. Shot faking a drive. Stripped to the ball by Nolan Adams. Picked up by Juju Villa. Juju to Nolan onto the hoop. Defensive foul called against Williams. Nice job by Nolan. Taking it right at Williams and at the rack.
That's a good job by Nolan right there. Hey, good job of Williams. He almost got in the spot. So that's
it's
pretty
close.
Impressive because he's got an athlete like Nolan, and he got there pretty close to it. So
Nolan, a 50% free throw shooter on the season. 11 of 22 coming into tonight. Hits the first, misses the second. Jake Copeland nearly pulling down the rebound. As we mentioned, Copeland leading this squad in rebounding. Haskins with it, into the paint, puts on the brakes, shot fake, Euro step, misses the shot, got his own rebound, reverse layup, good. Haskins, pretty nice, senior, physical player, you can tell. Several seniors starting for the Vikings. And we just don't know a lot about them. This could be a group of kids that they've been watching for years around here as they grow up. A lot of hopes maybe on this squad and on this season for them.
And that's typical of seeing these smaller communities, even though it's a double-A school, but these kids probably play together a lot.
Three ball, Haskins left side, no good. Nolan tipped it, pulled down by Powers. Powers on the putback, it's good. Coach Edwards wants a timeout as he sees his team go down by six. 7-1, Clay County trails, 6:22 mark of the first.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. We're presented by Wellworth Bank. Early in this one, Clay County trails 7-1.
Looking for their first field goal, and it's Nolan Adams getting it. Nolan with all the points so far, had a free throw. Now he gets the field goal bucket to go with it and goes to the line for the three-point play.
That's 2-on-5, so.
Williams second, okay. One of those seniors we were talking about. Nolan completes that three-point play, makes it a four-point game, 7-3. Actually, a three-point game, 7-4.
Yeah, Nolan doing a good job of attacking Williams there.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. That's what Nolan does best, attacks.
Vikings win the ball. Lawwell into the paint. His shot no good. Rebound Cole Eads. Cole making his collegiate arrangements to continue his basketball career after high school. He drives into the lane, Euro step, shot good. Khalid's on the board. We've got a one-point game now, 7-6. Good timeout there by Coach Edwards. Don't know what all he's saying, but, of course, you've been in those huddles with him, Doug. But usually Coach Edwards, kind of a calming effect on his guys. Sometimes he does that through fussing at them. Sometimes he might do it just by calling them over and saying, hey, guys, relax.
Yeah, and I think that was just a little effort timeout. You know, we was trying to do a little too much, and our effort was a little off just to calm down and play, just like you said.
Turnover by the Vikings. Back in possession of Clay County, who could take a 1-2 point lead depending on shot selection. Nolan extended top of the key, gives the Cole. Head coach Hunter Farrell on his feet early coaching. Nolan, jumper from the elbow, no good. I like the shot attempt, though. Haskins in the front court for the Vikings. Offensive foul called. Haskins lowers the shoulder. Perhaps he plays football because it sure looks like a running back.
Hey, that's a good defense play, but Nolan just getting that spot to take it.
Nolan typically, during his Bulldog career, leads the team in that department. Uses the quick footwork, Thomas, to get in position and get set up. Colley's inside the Juju Bella. Juju to the bucket. He gets on the board. Clay Kenny takes a one-point lead, 8-7. Things feeling good early here after the timeout. At Community High School, first trip, to my knowledge, that has ever been made by Clay County, boys or girls down here. At least looking back at the records I have. Haskins in the paint, got it to go. Just get the idea.
Haskins, pretty nice looking player right there.
Yeah, you get the idea that he's somebody you just look to contain him, can't shut him down completely. 4:15 mark here. Vikings back in front by one. Ooh, nice pass. Cole Eads finding Jake Copeland. Clay County in this window of time playing better than we've seen them this year.
Yeah, just some good ball movement, cutting, passing, really good effort right now.
Dawkins with it. Haskins drives again. 4-foot floater good. Haskins already has shown he's going to be problematic when it comes to scoring. Nolan Adams doing the same, though. He drives, kicks to Coley. Cole knocks it down from right corner. Clay County shooting to match the Vikings, and this one's fun so far. 13-11, Dogs in front. Vikings in the half court. Longwell drives, dishes off to Josh Powers, who adds the bucket left block. So both teams getting points from a multitude of players.
Well, both attacking, drawing that defense, and they're both finding an open guy.
3:10 mark of the first. Nolan loses the handle, picked up by Juju. Cross court to Cole. Cole looks at 26-year veteran Rob Edwards, who calmly sits at the end of the bench. Sends in the information. Nolan Adams to the hoop, and he scores. Timeout now by Hunter Farrell. What about them Dogs? Nice run down the timeout. 15-13, Clay County in front.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Got a good one going here at Community High School. Clay County leads the Vikings 15-13, under three left here in the first inning.
Doug, impressive run for Clay County there. Vikings with it. 2:45 mark of the first. To the hoop, reverse layup goes by Josh Powers. Powers now, I think, with six. 2:35 mark of the first. Tie ball game, 15-15. Nolan Adams tries to retaliate. He does. Adds it right back. That's the Nolan Adams we've come to know over the years, just getting to the hoop untouched and finishing. And the finish is the part that he's really developed and got better at. Saw that during his junior campaign, and here during his senior year is even improving even more. Charles Haskins with a bucket.
Yeah. There's Haskins again. We already talked about him. Got two good matchups right here between Nolan and Haskins as far as on the offensive end.
Different defensive look here from the Vikings.
Lawwell stepping out. The workman backs up, breaks the count. Now he advances. Jake Copeland working in the paint. Warner Melton, top of the key, gives to Nolan. Nolan, heat check here. Missed a deep three off left side, and the foul going to be called on Warner, just trying to hustle for the ball. And he'll get stuck with the personal.
Well, we're looking at a little bit of a triangle and one action early on that zone look, Doug, or was it just a 2-3 with a chaser?
Looks like more of a 2-3 with that chaser, yeah. What it looks like.
Haskins with it. Minute and a half left opening quarter. Time all game, 17-17. Haskins to the elbow, picks up the dribble, turnover. Tried to hook up with Jonathan Lawwell and couldn't do it. On the floor for Clay County, Cole Leeds, Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, Jake Copeland, and senior Aiden Cherry, who is checked into the fray. Villa comes out, Cherry comes in, no drop off there. Eads, three ball right side, no good. Cherry hustling for the rebound, couldn't get to it. Minute 14 mark of this first quarter, tied up at 17.
Yeah, you know, we had several fouls found this first quarter, but it's not been, but you know, it's still been good play.
It has. Powers in the paint, gets another bucket. He's pretty dangerous himself, also a senior. And you talked about it earlier, Doug. It's almost a guarantee, good chemistry between these senior classmates of the Vikings. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Full timeout. 49 seconds left in this first quarter. Let's stay on our talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank.
Bank of Salina, of course, is now Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They haven't sold. Still the same people and service you rely on. just with a new name and a new look, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you. For years now, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Solana. Now they're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Solana, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. With an unwavering commitment to care for one another, care for our futures, and care for the things that matter, they care because you're worth it. Wellworth Bank, care in common, Daniel.
Very appreciative of them and very appreciative of the great effort we're seeing from the black, purple, and gold here at Community High School. Things feeling good at the moment, though.
Yeah, playing well. Both teams playing well.
Aiden Cherry, right wing, picks up the dribble, dishes off to Melton. Warner now going to circle the wagons, comes back out behind the arc. He dishes off to Nolan. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Jake Copeland, power drill from right block, missed the shot, rebound Powers.
What a look from Nolan Adams.
Nice, nice pass. Vikings with it, 20 seconds left in his first quarter. 19-17, Powers tries to dish off to big number 34. I don't have that knee. I do. Maddox Thompson, a sophomore Thompson, just not ready for it. Some of that height that you mentioned earlier, Doug Thompson, there probably the tallest player on the floor at the time.
Yeah.
24 as well. Big long guys here.
Both of them look about 6'3", 6'4", you know.
That is Chris Tashio, number 24, and the quarter ends there. No points for the Dogs on that possession. 19-17, Vikings lead after one.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Dogs trail the Vikings of Community 19-17, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Nolan Adams leading the way for Clay County with 8 first quarter points. Cole Leach has 5. Jake Copeland and Juju Villa both with 2 each. Charlie Haskins and Josh Powers, the seniors for Community, have 8 apiece in the first quarter. Jackson Williams has 3. For the Vikings, who lead Clay County 19-17. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Hey, he finds a way to get them a lot of times. Juju really gets in there after.
He does. 3.7 rebounds per contest, average by Bill. Powers just handled a 3-year shot from the power. Powers has scored everything from point blank range pretty much, and now he steps up here to 3. Puts Community in front of the 22-17. Cole Eads answers.
Yeah, they seem to have a good little two-man game going with those two.
How many years have we seen Coach Edwards put his best player at the free throw line on a 2-3 zone and beat it every time, Doug?
Yeah, that's kind of been a staple of Coach Edwards over the year. Put that guy in there and let him score.
Used to be big brother Nate last year that was positioning himself there quite a bit. Now Nolan Newton. And I have been muted. It happens to us all the time, don't
it? Yeah, I had it earlier. I was talking. I had a good little talk to it. Nobody heard it.
Yeah, during that keys to the game, it was a good talk. We always appreciate everybody letting us know that things are muted there. Cousin John and my wife Tiffany both letting us know. Appreciate everybody listening to that. 25-22 mark. I missed Eagleville Bucket. I didn't miss Stoneland Adams. That and his. I said Eagleville. That's just up the road. We're at Community High School.
Had to be a free throw.
For the Vikings.
Yeah.
Bucket by big number 32. Carson Boyce. And just like the Community girls, lots of different Vikings playing.
And that's what I was about to say. You know, just like the girls, he's played nine already.
Khalid hits the bucket from right elbow. Thomas having trouble keeping up with this flurry of points from both squads. 27-26. 5:30 mark and ticking second quarter. Good ball movement. Three ball from the corner. No good by Powers. Nolan touches it last. No, it's actually thrown back by a Viking into the hands of Aiden Cherry. Cherry ahead to Melton. Warner couldn't hang on. And it goes back to our left. Clay Kenny shooting at this hoop to our right during the first half of play.
So going back to the score, you know, just looking at the scores for this community team, they've been averaging right at 70 or so, scored 99 in the last game. So it looks like both teams want to score a lot tonight.
Sure did, and had 80 the game before that. Haskins, another bucket, 29-26. Of course, we played Van Buren earlier this year. They had the young man who scored, I think, 31. In Joe Sims' gym, Haskins here, another outstanding offensive player. Eade saves it after Haskins tapped it in the backcourt. Warner Melton called for the travel. Over at the far side, I couldn't see it.
Well, he shuffled this a little bit. Similar to what they saw in the girls' game, you know, when Halen had a little shuffle up, maybe in Ella. So they've been pretty consistent on that one, too.
On the floor for Clay County, Coley, Aiden Cherry, Nolan Adams, Juju Villa, and sophomore Caden Copeland, who has checked in for the first time tonight. Copeland has been sick in recent days. Glad to see him back healthy.
Maybe a good sweat will help him still feeling a little underwear. Get the rest of that out of him.
Foul call against Community. 4:30 mark of this second quarter. Carson Boyce with the personal. Coley's now with it. Gives the Cherry on the inside. Another Eads three ball. It's good. Coley's with a hot hand. Third three-pointer of the night to go with the others for Coley's. Doug is just on fire.
They had a foul on Community after that shot.
32 with another one. Okay. So the bucket good.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. That bucket.
Three knocks it up. Tie ball game.
Tie ball game, 29-29. Cole on the inbound. Let him fire another. Hot as he is. Nolan, fadeaway jumper from the elbow. Didn't get the roll. Rebounded by the Vikings. 29-29. Nolan and Cole, a two-man wrecking crew offensively in this one so far. And now a bucket from big number 32, Carson Boyce. He's got to be around 6 foot six. Maybe
yeah, because those other two in before I thought was about 6'4 a piece or so, and he's taller than them.
I mean, Caden stands 6 foot, 6 foot one, and he looks a head taller almost.
Yeah.
3:40 and ticking. Vikings in front by two. Villa, right wing. Gives back to Cherry. Now Cole. Cole a shot fake back to Aiden. Aiden to Nolan. Nolan back to Aiden. Aiden thought about a three. Gives back to Nolan. He'll fire the three. In there. Nolan Adams and Cole Eads putting on the show.
They are. And, you know, just going back, you know, looking to see those guys get comfortable. You know, Aiden, Cherry's looking really comfortable tonight with them, and they're playing really well together tonight.
That's it. That is it. Now a three ball by the Vikings. Clay Kenny's taking a one-point lead. Let's not bury that headline. Here's a takeaway by the Vikings. Lawwell with it. Gives to Boyce. Boyce off to Toshio. And he's back to Lawwell with it. Jumper no good. Rebound. Cole Eads. 2:45 left in this first half. Girls' game was a dandy. Community ended up winning that one in overtime. Boys' game is delivered as well so far. Cole Eads drains it from 8 feet out. Timeout taken by Community. Doug, say something about it. What about
this? I don't know what's changed over the last few weeks, you know, but they're just playing excellent, moving the ball well, passing and making shots. They're just playing well.
Tuesday night in Joe Sims Gym, one of the worst shooting nights we had had as a team in recent years, honestly. And we look completely different here 3 days later. Thomas talked about need to go on the road, get some fresh air, different scenery. Maybe that's been the change. I don't know.
Yeah, Clay County leading 34-31 here, up three. They're two-star. Nolan Adams, Coley's 15 each, and we're just, you know, 2 minutes left here in the first half, Doug. And we talked about we needing these seniors to step up. Well, those two are doing it now. Cole Eads and Nolan Adams putting it on their shoulders and delivering.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, too. You got four seniors on the floor.
Yep.
That makes a difference, too. And you got a veteran coach that's been pushing 30 years in the business. So that don't hurt you none. So you're going to make those adjustments, and they've done that, and they're playing very well tonight.
2:32 left in this second quarter coming out of this timeout. Vikings with the ball on the floor for Clay County. Melton, Villa, Copeland, that's Jake Copeland, Adams, and Cherry. Vikings, Haskins all the way to the hoop. He kind of forced that one in under a lot of pressure.
And that's
Clay
one
County
of the
ball.
Few misses for him. If he gets in there, you won't give him two.
Of course, when you've got the hot hand, you can't really say anything's forced.
No.
Just a heat check. Nolan going to walk it across the timeline. Run the half court. Kicks to Warner. Warner in the wing. Inside to Cherry. Cherry to Villa. Now back to Warner. Warner cross court to Nolan. Nolan going to drive. Euro step. Layup. Good. Playing lights out. Might as well shut them off and turn the light show back on that they had pregame. That's what we're getting.
Yeah, the finger roll finish.
Sometimes you got to figure out how did he do that. That's just nice play.
Haskins gets the end one opportunity. Villa called for the foul. The Clay County faithful who made the 130-mile trip don't like the call. Minute 47 left in this second quarter. 33-36, Dogs lead by three. Haskins at the line trying to complete a three-point play. Misses. And a foul now called on Williams, his third personal.
That's his third.
And, you know, he got the feeling early. The first couple trips down, he's the one that took it to the hole, picked up two quick personals and had to sub out. Probably most nights maybe a three-headed monster for them offensively. Powers, Haskins, and Williams. But Williams with three personals goes back and sits down.
Yeah, had a solid and one finish earlier on. And you're right, he was kind of the aggressor before he got in foul trouble.
Take away by the Vikings. They have it taken back away. Aiden Cherry says, I'll take that, sir. And he heads back to our right, gives to Nolan Adams, stops and pops from three, no good. Airballed it. And now the Vikings come the other way. Minute 20 left in this first half. Lawwell out top, kicks to Powers. Powers in the corner to Haskins. Haskins is looking inside at Thompson, can't get it there. Minute 5 left. Cole Eads waits at the scores table. And a foul called on Melton, another one that I disagree with. Warner's second personal, and that was a loose ball that both guys were trying to get.
Yeah, I thought Warner made an excellent play on that one. Just
curious on that one.
I don't know what he could have done better.
Why not?
I don't.
Inbound play for Community. Minute left in this first half. Dogs lead by three. Haskins with the shot. Gets the bucket. Makes the one-point game. Haskins starting to rack up the points. Melton, right wing. Drives to the block. Loses the handle. Vikings come back the other way. 40 seconds left here. Haskins drives inside. Melton knocks it loose. Now a three ball taken from the corner. Kept alive by Lawless. It's not Lawless. Lawwell. Haskins tries a three, no good. A foul on the Vikings, and they get it right. Oh, I thought they was going to miss one.
Yeah, I did too. I thought, whoa. I thought, surely, if we call that no Warner, we got to have that right there.
Maddox Thompson with a clothesline. Finally, the whistles blow, similar to the one that Walden got her mouth bloody.
Yeah.
And they did not call that a foul in the girls' game. Of course, the officials all in all have done a good job tonight, not being critical of them. Just
no, they've let it play pretty good. You can't really complain about that.
10 seconds left in the first half. Nolan Adams works against Lawwell. 5 seconds. Stops and pops the three left side. No good. Lawwell the rebound. Half court shot at the buzzer. No good. First half ends. Clay County, a 1-point lead, 36-35 over Community High School at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to Unionville, Tennessee for Community High. We're at Community High School, and this is a Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay County leads Community by one in a really good ball game so far for the Dogs and the Vikings. They're up. Dogs are up 36-35 here at the break. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Largest lead in this game was 5. Clay County got it. Actually, both teams had it. Community nailed a 3 to open the second quarter to go up 22-17, and then Clay County led 36-31 right before halftime before Community closed it out with a 4-0 run to cut the margin to 1 at 36-35 here at the break. Community, 2 players in the double figures. Charlie Haskins leads the way with 14 points. Josh Powers inside with 12 points. Jonathan Loyle has 4, Jackson Williams 3, and Boyce has 2 for the Vikings. For Clay County, also 2 in double figures. Nolan Adams with 17, Cole Eads with 15 here at the break for Clay County. Jake Copeland 2, Juju Villa also 2. So the senior stars for the Dogs and the senior stars for the Vikings showing up big so far in this one. But Clay County leads 36-35 here at halftime. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learning about their new lifetime checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Proper Grow Body Shop halftime show, including the Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Grow Bunny Shop halftime show. Just under 3 minutes left here at the break before the third quarter begins. Clay County leading after a outstanding first half of shooting 36-35 over Community. Time now for the Scoopers Trivia Challenge. Actually, it's the Subway Trivia Challenge tonight. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the Mayella Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. Tonight, in the 8th game of the season, Rob Edwards is meeting Community for the first time in his career. In the 8th game of the historic 2021 season, Coach Edwards met Whitwell for the first time, and the Dogs dominated 78-26 on their way to a 30-2 final record and the state title. In that Whitwell win, what player had a great defensive night, recording 7 steals? If you think you know that answer, send in your responses to the Rising Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. Good first half by the Dogs, guys. Talked about getting the bad vibes of the Gordonsville game off. Well, check that box. That has been done. Now it's about attacking Community and getting this win.
It is. I mean, one of the best times by both teams I've seen all year. Just a good effort by Clay County. Something we expected to see. you know, somewhere in the season, you know, and it's come, you know, kind of where you want it to. They've played, you know, seven games there, eight. You see that to adjust a little. They made some good adjustments, looking good tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's come from the senior leadership. We kind of called them out to start the game, Doug. But, you know, we've seen these guys start playing with confidence. Cole leads, Nolan Adams leading the way so far. But it's not just them. We see Aiden Cherry looks really comfortable out there tonight at times when he's been on the floor. Warner Melton's doing some good things. And also credit to those guys down low. I think Jake Copeland's playing pretty good against a pretty good inside force that community has.
Yeah, they're throwing some kids up there, 6'4", 6'5". That one kid looks to be about 6'7", you know, so some size in there. Jake doing a good job battling those guys.
A lot of action on the hotline, guys. We've had guesses all over. Matt White and Sam Daniels have both guessed Gunner Silk. That is incorrect. Of course, Gunner Senior on that squad. We've had guesses of Jeff Spivey. Matty Kerr guesses Jeff Spivey. Firewood guesses Eli Smith. Boy, those are all great, but none of them right. I've seen the correct answer on here twice. It's just a question of where did it come first from? Thomas going to try to help me delineate that. I'll have to ask this question, and I already know the answer because we've kind of done it before. My next question, is it legal to award the win to the mother of the answer? Now, I'm going to say yes, it
yeah,
is, because that's
so.
Probably happened before. The winner tonight, Brooke Burchett. She knew that her oldest son, Jimmy, during his sophomore campaign, was the guy who had seven steals against Whipple. So congratulations to Miss Brooke. She's also been under the weather a little bit lately. Hope she's feeling well tonight. She will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Another correct answer, Matt White also came in with Jimmy Burchett, just a little bit behind Miss Brooke. But, hey, we appreciate everybody in the sprint to that finish.
Well,
we talked about some local legends, Thomas. That list of names, those state champions.
No doubt. Every time I see any of those guys, I usually tell them that, hey, you guys have done something nobody's ever done. You know, and don't ever forget it.
And, of course, those dual sporters like Jimmy, a state title and a state runner-up, two different sports and a time span. And we were just blessed to be able to get to watch it. All right, let's talk about scoring. None has happened yet until now. A free throw hit by Backing. I think 21, perhaps, Thomas. Mason Hill. That's unconfirmed at this point. Yes, and now confirmed. Warner Melton to the rack. Powers pulls down the rebound. Community with the ball. Tie ball game, 36-36. To the hoop. Haskins misses off the glass. Jujuville pulls it down. Haskins wants it back. Villa too crafty for him, though. Pushes ahead to Melton. Warner, baseline drive. They call him for the travel. Another of those weird things. I don't think Tuesday night at home that would have been called a
no.
travel.
Our area, they don't call that. It probably is one, you know, but you don't get that call up enough traveling.
6:40 and ticking, third quarter. Community with it. Powers kicks to Haskins. Haskins at the wing. Drives inside against Nolan. Good matchup between those two, of course. Powers against the smaller Villa. Juju staying right with him. Give credit to Juju. Powers misses the shot.
What about Juju Villa right there?
Great. Great job by Villa. Nearly taken away by the Vikings. Cody Eade's going to have it just right across the half court. Gives it up to Nolan.
The one thing about Juju, you don't know he's been on you in the games over.
You got it. You got it. He knows his stature may be small, but he can bring the hustle. Nolan Adams, another one goes. Fade away, fall away, jumper. Rolls around the rim and falls in. He's got to be close to 20. Three ball, no good by Haskins. Rebound Nolan. Nolan looking for a transition outlet pass. Didn't see one. Wisely pulled it back.
Was Haskins kind of cooled down a little. He was tough at first half.
5:30 mark of the third. 38-36. Nolan to Cole. Cole right wing defending by Haskins. Uses the Copeland screen. Magda Nolan. Coach Farrell Hunter Farrell has been up this whole contest pacing. Coach Edwards just sitting in his chair. Coaching in comfort there, watching his team put together a good contest. Typically, when Coach Edwards leaves the seat, it's a pretty serious situation.
Yeah, he's usually got something to say that you need to really listen to.
Turnover by the Dogs there. 38-36. Clay County in front by two.
You know, both teams early in this third quarter had some turnovers.
They have. Maybe some halftime adjustments. Williams back on the floor, playing with three personals. Kicks it off to Lawwell. He fires the three, no good. Haskins the rebound. Haskins, got away with the travel. His jumper off the glass, no good. Got his own rebound, put back good. He's just got a motor.
Yeah.
He's just all the time going out there is Haskins.
He seems really strong in there when he gets into the paint. He's strong in there.
He does. Just a senior, real physical-looking player, good muscle tone about him, and a good shooter. Talk about another good senior. No one couldn't get that in the goal. Powers the rebound. Quickly, community the other way. Now the brakes are put on as Williams has it in the wing, gives the Lawwell. Getting near the midpoint of this third quarter. Foul called, and the bucket's good. Lawwell to the line. Foul against Aiden Cherry, first personal. On the floor for Clay County, we got Cherry, Adams, Jake Copeland, Eves, and Bella. It's away and no good. One thing neither community team has done exceedingly well tonight is shoot the free throw. 4:05 mark of the third. Dogs trail by two, 40-38. No one called for the carry. What's the official term for that, carrying? Or
yeah.
Getting his hand under the ball and turning it over there.
In the old days when I played, it was palming. But they call it a carry now.
Another of those calls you seldom see at home. You do sometimes see it. We saw a three-second call earlier tonight. Just bringing out all of them. And doing a good job on all. Power turnovers for each squad. Community back with the ball. Looking for the bucket. Haskins to the hoop. Misses the shot. Jake Copeland fighting for the rebound. Powers gets it. Copeland strips him. Haskins pulls it now. Powers again. There's a scrum. Villa with it. Jump ball call. Good call by the official. And now Powers is going to be sent the other way. He don't want any part of Villa.
Hey, if Villa's in that little pile, he's going to have his hands on it. Juju gets after it.
3:30 mark of the third. Low scoring second half, Thomas, so far.
He's carrying it.
Another carry call.
He did right there. I didn't see that first one, but he got under that one. He
just
really did.
Have to be conscious of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. We've already played over a half of this ball game, two and a half quarters. Nolan's been doing that all night.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed anything he's done.
No, there's nothing different going on.
Offensive foul called. Haskins called for the personal. And guess who? Nolan Adams taking the charge, second tonight.
You know, it's not like the first time that Nolan Adams has used his little hesitation move. Yeah. You know, he's done it all night long, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree. It's probably a foul or a turnover or whatever you want to call it, but.
But it hadn't been until the third quarter.
He did it in the first quarter.
Cherry under pressure. Dishes off to Eads. Cole's still looking for a bucket, I think, in this second half. He was exceedingly hot during that second quarter. Cherry, three ball, right corner. Yeah, Aiden Cherry with a dagger. 41-40. Clay County back in front by one. Haskins in the paint, puts on the brakes, gives to Lawwell. Back to Haskins. Good matchup. Community, a double-A school, playing in District 9. Of course, Clay County playing out of District 7, single-A. Williams to the hoop. Cherry called for the foul. Bucket's good. Juju Villa called for the personal. Second personal for Juju. Maddox Thompson checks out. Carson Boyce checks in. Both those guys are sophomores.
Just got a warning. Coach Edwards did for the Christmas of the Palmy. And he did. Done the same thing Nolan done right there. So.
Williams misses the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Rebound, Aiden Cherry. 42-41. Talk about a back-and-forth contest. It's community right now with the one-point advantage. Co-leads left wing. Looks to Coach Edwards. Coach Edwards has come out of that seat now.
Well, they went to a little 2-3 zone, 1-3-1 look right here.
Adams, a cutter through the basket. Talk about bending the body. Went baseline. Ended up falling back into the lane where he had a pretty good look. Shot didn't go, but the foul is called. Carson Boyce called for his third personal. Nolan at the line shooting. Not his favorite spot over his career. The free throw line. 50% free throw shooter this season. Ended up being pretty strong, I believe, during his junior year. Sophomore year had some struggles from the free throw line. Hits the pair here tonight on that drill. Clay County back in front by one. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Haskins drives, stops, nowhere to go. Kicks it back outside to Toshio. Now back to Haskins. He goes to the hoop and scores. I tell you, they've got one to match, Nolan. Haskins can get to the hoop, too.
Yeah, once he gets in there, he's like Nolan. He's going to score most of the time.
And that's both of them's game. They'll shoot the mid-range jumper, but they would prefer to be on the drive. Yeah. Cherry with it, right wing. Aiden gives the juju, swung to Cole. Minute 25 left in the third. Nolan against Lawwell. Lawwell doing a pretty good job with him. Gives it up to Cherry. Back to Nolan. Nolan fires the three left side. Misses off the front of the iron. Rebound, Cole leads. Go back to Nolan. Nolan will bounce past to Jake Copeland. Copeland good underneath. Just a touch pass in the paint and a tough shot by Copeland.
It was, you know, just a good effort by Cole to keep that alive and get it back, and then we got a good bucket out of it.
Under a minute to play third quarter. Clay back in front by one. Lots of lead changes in this third quarter. It's been fun to call. Foul on the floor? Who?
I'm going to get Cherry from behind.
Yeah, sure enough.
Second personal. Hand on him, but there wasn't much there.
No, not much at all. Not a push or anything. Haskins on the inbound. 50 seconds of ticking. Gives to Williams. Williams kicks to Lawwell. Lawwell drives baseline. Three offensive foul call on Haskins.
No, it's all 3 seconds.
Three seconds. Okay.
Why did he make the move behind the head?
I don't know.
Offense, maybe? Of course, only the offense can commit that violation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I don't know what the signal was. He called 3 seconds.
Half a minute to play in this third quarter. Dogs back with the ball. They have the one-point lead. Cole leads with it. Hands to Nolan. Ooh. They fell down somehow. Jump ball call. I don't know how they fell. Unless they were helped there. I don't really know what happened.
I don't either, to be honest with you. It looked like the two, I don't know. They took each other out, I think.
Yeah, it looks like a friendly fire there between Nolan and Cole. 20 seconds left. Third quarter action. 45-44. Nolan going to come out. They call the foul on him. Woo. He got up in the body of Haskins, I guess. Looked like a good, clean play. But only his first personal, so that's the beauty of that. Caden Copeland and Warren Melton looking to check back in. They're held up at the scores table. So that was the fifth team foul of the quarter against Clay. Haskins at the line to shoot two. I guess I could fix the camera. Sometimes I forget to swing it.
Good thing I ain't right. I forget to swing it a lot.
You don't have anything going on, Dave. I don't know why you can't move that camera.
Haskins hits the first, misses the second. Tie ball game. Juju Bell the rebound. 12 seconds and ticking. Nolan with it. Crosses the timeline. 10 seconds in the quarter. 45-45. Nolan against Lawwell. 5 seconds. Stops and pops the three. No good. Rebound by sophomore. Take it back away by Nolan. Had the buzzer. Couldn't get it to go. Woo! 45-45 at the end of three. Good contest here from Community High School. Tied up after three.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County and community are tied at 45, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nolan Adams leading the way for Clay County. He's got 21. Cole Eats, 15. Aiden Cherry, 3. Jake Copeland, 4. Juju Villa has 2 for the Dogs. Charlie Haskins, 19, to lead the Vikings of community. Knotted up at 45, headed into the fourth and final frame. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Dogs with the possession to start the fourth and final quarter. Girls game went to overtime. This one on pace to do the same. Tied up 45-45. Baseline jumper, Jake Copeland, a little too strong. Williams the rebound and a foul called on Warner Melton. I think Warner's third.
Fourth.
They say. I missed one somewhere.
Yeah, he had to sit some of that third quarter with the three fouls and you know, comes back in, picks one up another quick one for his fourth. And the problem is, Doug, is a long way from the hoop.
Yeah.
Williams to the hoop. He misses an out foul call against community. Nice job by Jake Copeland. Had possession, boxed out, and over the back call. First personal against Josh Powers. Clay County 3-4 on the year. Losses to Jellicoe, Van Buren, Friendship, and Gordonsville. Wins over Watertown, Macon County, and Jellicoe. Aiden Cherry, 3-ball, no good, left side. Melton going to be called for the foul. Warner Melton's just fouled out.
Maybe they didn't call it right.
Yeah, they did.
Man, that's tough. That's tough.
I just kind of went in high for the rebound, kind of swatted at the ball, no body contact. Once again, you know, not saying that
they're
bad calls, just different than maybe we're accustomed to.
Well, again, that's two back-to-back calls on Melton right there in a similar position.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of strange. Warner does lead with 5 personals. Checking in for him is Juju Vela. Baseline jumper by Powers, no good. See, that's as much of a foul there. Either way, Haskins, 3-ball from the corner, no good. Over the back on Powers again. He's allowed to do it this time. A third opportunity by the Vikings. Haskins to the hoop. He's fouled, they say. Not much more contact than we saw on some of those offensive rebounds the community just had. 45-45. And you folks who have been listening for 9 years know me pretty well. When it gets down to these fourth and final quarters and it's tied up, any call against Clay County is going to be a bad one.
Well, at least you're honest, Dave.
I think everybody expects that, though. I think they do.
Missed them both.
Missed them both. Once again, community not very good from the free throw line, boys or girls. And Villa kind of hit hard from behind by Haskins. It wasn't malicious, but just kind of awkward. And Juju, as you can see there, kind of shaking up.
Yeah, with Melton fouled out of the ball game, you know, we don't want to see Villa come up gimpy.
Second personal against junior Charles Haskins. Really hadn't talked about that part. There are several seniors on this team. Haskins only a junior.
Well, I called him at...
Nolan Adams called for the third time for carrying. And, Thomas, it may be your turn to get a little frustrated.
No, I mean, I don't know. Again, it's crossover move. He's done 3 quarters of the ball game. Now they decided to start calling it at the end here.
It's tough. You know, you can change what you're doing maybe defensively. It's hard to change
the way
you dribble. mid-game, you know?
Well, I'm like Thomas. You call that in the first quarter, you make that adjustment. When you played the whole game that way and all of a sudden you got that.
Jake Copeland nearly with the putback. Had a good offensive rebound. 45-45. No points in this third quarter for either team. 2 minutes into it. 5:55 and ticking.
Fourth quarter.
I said third. I'm sorry. Lawwell fires the three. Air ball. Villa the rebound. A jump ball called. Shouldn't have been the call. Villa had full control.
Whew.
Oh, me. Vikings with the possession there in their favor. Now it will come back to Clay County the next time, though. Community to inbound from the baseline. And now a timeout taken. We'll take it with them. Hunter Farrell wants a break. 5:48 mark of the fourth. 45-45.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Tie ball game, under 6 minutes to go in this one. Nolan Adams with a steal.
Certainly did. Goes the distance. Missed the layup. Put back Miller. No good. Rebound Williams. Oh, boy. Williams back with it. Neither team has scored in this fourth quarter. 45-45. Haskins going to drive. Loses the handle. Regathers. Misses the shot. Leads the rebound. Villa now with it. Gives to Nolan. Nolan across the timeline. Weaves into the paint. Dishes to Cherry. Cherry baseline drive to the hoop. Gives to Cole. Cole the three. Miss. Villa.
Going to get a foul call.
How's that a foul on Villa? They're going to get him. Third person on Villa. Melton already fouled out. Villa now with three. I don't think anybody else has got more than two. Steal by Nolan. Scrum for the ball. Regathered by Williams. Nolan was knocked to the floor. Nobody seemed to mind that. And now a travel call against Haskins. Things heating up. Both fan bases, including broadcasting teams, getting fired up here. 5 minutes left, Thomas, fourth quarter. No points in the fourth.
Yeah, 3 minute scoring drought for both teams here in the fourth and final frame.
Nolan Adams, Euro step. Back to Copeland. Copeland's over. Stay up in the paint. Got him to go. A bank shot off the glass.
Big bucket.
A huge bucket. And that turnover by the Vikings as they try to play fast.
That was the first of the quarter, wasn't it, for either team, right?
Yeah. 4:40 and ticking, fourth quarter. After the razzle-dazzle move by Jake Copeland. Cole leads with it just across the timeline. Throws it away. Miscommunication as he tried to hook up with Villa. Just sailed on him.
I don't know if he did get hit on the arm a little right there.
Well, something made it
go
high.
It kind of...
I think that's what Cole was saying.
Yeah, I think he got
hit. I don't just throw one out of bounds.
Yeah.
And that one was very high over the head of Juju. Haskins against Nolan. Nolan with one personal. He can play him tough. Does a good job. No good on the bucket. Rebound Nolan Adams.
And we've seen that defensive switch here of late. Nolan Adams on Haskins. And virtually he shut him down here in the fourth and held him to just two buckets there in the third.
Yeah, and Haskins is tough in there. That's a good defensive play.
Feeds with it. Gives to Villa. Villa to Nolan. Nolan cross-court to Cole. Has Cole scored in the second half?
He has not.
I didn't think so.
Hadn't got a whole lot of looks, just to be honest with you.
If you're just tuning in late, Cole Leach put up, 15 in the first half alongside Nolan Adams.
Clay County, you know, only scored about 11 here in the second half, so.
Well, 36-35, halftime score. Euro step Nolan. Rebound put back Copeland, good. Jake Copeland with some big buckets here in this fourth quarter. Matter of fact, he's got all four of the fourth quarter points. Lawwell baseline drive, no good. Powers call, and I hope they get him on over the back foul. And they're going to
We've got Jake on that, and I think.
Copeland?
I think. No, he's not on Cole. I thought we had a little contact there, but I thought it was Jake. I thought it was, you know, Jake had got him.
That's the fifth foul against Clay in the quarter. So at the line is Powers. Only two team fouls against Community. Kept wanting to say Jellico. Powers misses the free throw. 3:15 left in regulation. Misses the power. Bit of the rebound. Cole in no hurry. Two possession lead, Doug. 3 minutes left. Vikings have not scored in the quarter.
Just got to be patient here, Clay. Just work a ball. Get you a good shot.
Aiden Cherry hands to Nolan. Nolan at the wing in a trap. Passes back to Aiden. How big is it to have senior Aiden Cherry out there helping handle the ball here? Just a great addition to this team.
Well, it is, and like we talked to before, he's got more experience than any player we've got. You know, at Red Bull, and he played a lot as an eighth grader, started 3 years there, so he's been on the floor more than anybody.
Absolutely. Clay King doing a good job here of controlling the possession, killing the time. Backing faithful across the way with a good clap going, trying to encourage the defense, and a foul call against the Vikings.
Well, that's a good thing that Community there with no foul trouble, they could be a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to be, because if, you know, if we can hold the ball, they're going to have to foul. So
2:21, we chewed up 40 seconds right there. Had 3 minutes left, essentially a third of it chewed up on that possession. Still with the ball, R.K. County. Dogs on the inbound. Cherry to Nolan. Nolan in the paint, 6 foot jumper. No good. Rebound Powers. Powers to Haskins. Only a 4 point game, 45-49. 2:05 left. Haskins against Cherry. Gives to Lawwell. Lawwell to Williams. Williams a shot faking a drive back to Lawwell now. And now Haskins. Shot faking a drive by him. Euro hop. Bucket good. Timeout taken. We'll do the same. Minute 54 remains. 2 points the difference. Clay 49, Community 47.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Webworth Bank. Guys, we just turned it over on an inbound attempt. Is that what I saw? So the Vikings with the ball. A travel is not called, and Williams gets the bucket. Tie ball game, 49-49. Full court pressure being applied here by the Vikings. Can we beat it? We do so. Cherry with it in the front court. In a trap, passes to Juju. Juju to Nolan. Nolan gonna drive, kicks to Colt. Colt thought about a three. Shot fake and gives it back to Nolan. Minute 20 left here. Time all game, 49-49. Great atmosphere. Best of the season thus far. Nolan maybe got away with the travel. Gives to Cole. Cole to the hoop and scores. First bucket of the half for Cole Leeds. Couldn't have come at a better time. Puts the Dogs back in front by two. We've got a minute to play here. Lawwell off the glass. What an answer. Lawwell with a beautiful layup. Another timeout taken by Community. It's the full variety. We'll go to break. 1 minute left. 51-51.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live, under a minute to play. Time
off. For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The ball came loose.
Twin Lakes, the people who bring you better internet, are now bringing you better wireless. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, a new wireless.
Next foul, we'll send the Dogs to the line. Here we are. Cole Leach, power dribble, kicks outside to Cherry. Cherry to Villa. Clay County looking for the last shot. Passed up a good look or two there. But trying to limit this to a one-shot-and-done situation. 15 seconds. Nolan with it. Defended by Lawwell. 10 seconds. Don't want to. Ooh, there's a turnover. Oh, and a foul called against Aiden Cherry. I can't get behind that. You saw
on
Nolan.
Nolan.
Second personal on Nolan. Nolan was laying on the ground out of bounds where he'd lost his footing. So here's what we got. Timeout by Coach L. Let's stay on here. 8.5 seconds left on this clock. 8.5. 51-51. When we come back here, you're going to have Haskins at the line shooting too. Yeah. That's the situation. He's not shot well, but even a single make here puts the Vikings in front.
Yeah, and then, of course, Clay's got two timeouts, I believe, still left. So you're all right as far as timeouts. You know, so these thing is, if you miss, you got to get rebounds.
Yeah, so far he's 1-for-5 on the night, Haskins is from the line, according to my records anyway.
That sounds about right to me. Seldom are you wrong on it, only if I've called it wrong typically. 8.5 left, Charlie Haskins, the junior guard, leading scorer for the Vikings at the line for two. First one's away, no good. Copeland and Eads at the low block. Powers and Williams behind them. Second one's away. Whistles blow. That was an inadvertent whistle, I guess. Here it is. Adams with it. Going to be called for the travel. His feet never left the floor, though, that I saw. I didn't think his feet ever left the floor. Now, that was an inadvertent whistle back at the start of that. 2.1 seconds on the clock. Here it is. 51-51. Williams inbound gets to Haskins. Haskins heaves it at the buzzer. It does not go. A pair of overtime games in the Clay County community doubleheader here on the road tonight. We knew it was going to be good. We didn't know it'd be this good. We'll be back.
Service for the Upper Cumberland. Enjoy nationwide coverage, the freedom to bring your own device and budget-friendly plans, all backed by the local team you know and trust. Right now, when you sign up or upgrade your internet service, you'll get your first line free. Ask about Tri-Lite Mobile from Twin Lakes today. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net. Some restrictions may apply.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live, overtime basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Powers and Adams steps into the center circle. Vikings control the opening tip. No, they don't. Ooh, I thought Billy had saved it. It's going to be back and ball. This one certainly did not worth the price of admission. Pair of overtime games. Hopefully, we can win this boys' contest. The ladies lost in overtime. Each team scored 6 points in that slow-paced fourth quarter. We'll see how the next 4 minutes go. Community with it. Williams out top. Kicks to Lawwell. Lawwell drives. Bounce pass to Haskins. Back to Lawwell. On the floor for Clay County, Aiden Cherry, Nolan Adams, Juju Villa, Jake Copeland, and Cole Eads. Empty possession by the Vikings.
Yeah, Jake or Cole one kind of knocked it away and Nolan wound up with it.
Nolan with it. And a foul call. Oh, a carry call. We're in overtime calling a fourth carry of the contest against Nolan Adams. I mean, come on, folks. This is kind of like last play of the game in football, calling pass interference on some big Hail Mary heave, you know. 3:15 mark. Three ball. No good. Over the back by Powers, and he gets the rebound to Haskins. Letting them murder the dogs down there. And here's another foul. Jump ball called. We're getting some bad stuff going on, Thomas. Some bad stuff.
Ooh,
Doug, I don't know about it all. I hate to be the official. That's a tough one to call. Clay County ball with the possession arrow. 2:55 left in this overtime period. 51-51. And just a disclaimer, for overtime periods, we're full-blown fans. Aiden Cherry, left wing, he drives, and a foul call. Will the bucket count?
No.
On the floor?
It'll be two shots, though. It was bonus. But...
foul against Chris Toscio. Second personal foul for Toscio. And we've got Cherry at the line, shooting two. 70% free throw shooter on the season. It's the first. Of course, named him TDS top performer from the last contest. And part of the reason we did is because of the calmness under pressure, and we just saw a big pair of free throws hit, Baden Chair.
Yeah, nice to have those seniors ready to step up.
2:35 mark and ticking. Wow. And a travel call against Williams. Now it's the community faithful's turn to be frustrated with officials.
Hey, that's a good job of Aiden to get up on him and kind of force him to do that right there.
Dogs can build a two-possession lead here. They lead 53-51. Aiden Cherry, top of the key, kicks to Nolan. Nolan, three ball, left corner. Yeah! Nolan Adams from Aiden Cherry and knocking it down. First triple of the second half in overtime period for Nolan. Williams, an offensive rebound, keeps it alive. Vikings trail by five. 2 minutes left in the contest. Williams, three ball. Good. Back to a two-point game. Nolan and Cole, two men in the backcourt, working it towards the timeline. Pass ahead is a wild one, collected by Jake Copeland. Jake to Juju. Juju back to Colt. Colt to Nolan, taken away by the Vikings. Haskins His shot no good. Rebound put back by Lawwell. Good. We're tied again. Minute 30 left. 56-56. Nolan fouled from behind by Haskins. He has three personals by my count. No Viking is in foul trouble. Now his four, so we'll call that foul trouble. He had an offensive foul earlier. I may not have written down. Nolan, it's his free throw. Dogs 3 of 3 in the overtime period from the line. Another one coming. It's away. Good. Coach Edwards takes time. We'll do the same. Minute 31 left in overtime. Dogs lead by 2, 58-56.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Nolan Adams, the last five for Clay County to give them this two-point lead. They're up 58-56, 1:31 to go in the first overtime. Daniel, Adams up to 26 in the contest.
Impressive. Been a fun one to call. Minute 31 left in this first overtime period. May need another one. We'll see. 56-58. Dogs lead by 2. Lawwell at the wing. Drives inside. Puts on the brakes. That's a nice move. Got the bucket. Tied up. 58 off. Minute 10 left. Cole under pressure. Gets to Aiden. Aiden across the timeline. Cherry has it taken away by Lawwell. Lawwell has taken over here. On the last possession, here's Nolan Adams nearly coming in with the save. Great effort. And a timeout taken. If it's a 30, we'll stay. If it's a full, we'll take a break. Let's see.
I think it'll have to be a full. He didn't have anything left going into that overtime.
We'll go to a break. 58.8 left. 58-58.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. On the road here at Community High School, we're into the overtime period. Under a minute left in it. It's still all tied up. 58-58, Daniel.
With 58.8 seconds on the clock. Vikings ball. Williams to inbound, works it in the backcourt to Haskins. It's not in the community's nature to be patient. I don't know that they hold for the last shot here. We'll have to see. 45 seconds left, maybe what they're trying.
You see Nolan Adams over on Haskins on this possession.
Haskins hands off to Tashio. And I just missed. I was looking down. Cole Eads. Cole Eads going to be called for the foul. Cole going after a loose ball, I guess.
Yeah.
I kind of missed it. Looking down to identify Tashio. Junior
Lawwell.
Guard, Jonathan Lawwell at the line to shoot two. First one's away, and good.
The first free throw they've made in a while.
Yeah.
Over during the fourth quarter, big one there for Lawwell.
They missed the second. Aiden Cherry the rebound. This could be the final possession of the game. 30 seconds left. Backing's up by one. Adams reclaims the lead. Nolan Adams off the left block. Here I was thinking a delay, and Nolan immediately goes to the rack and reclaims the lead. Williams with it. Kickball. Kickball by Nolan. Ooh, I thought they was going to miss that call for a second and let it play out. 14.8 seconds on the clock. A vulnerable one-point lead for the Dawgs. Here we go. Haskins in the backcourt. Now in the front court. To the hoop. Travels. Got away with it. The rebound by Aiden Cherry. Cherry waited 5 seconds left, and he's fouled. Aiden Cherry going to go to the free throw line. We'll make the walk with him to the other end. He hit his last two attempts from that mark. 6.2 seconds on this overtime clock. Dawgs lead by one. Cherry with two guaranteed attempts.
Ooh.
Haskins is fouled out.
That's a big foul right there.
Cool is the other side of the pillow. Knocks it down. Dawgs up by two. Cherry releases.
Oh.
Misses. Rolls around, comes out. The rebound, the Vikings. Lawwell with the ball. Drives inside. Hands off for the three. Shot no good. Tip no good. Dawgs win. Dawgs win. Buzzer sounds. Your final from Community High School in what was a great contest. 61-59. Dawgs walk away with the win. Get back to 500 on the year at 4-4. What a good one. We'll be back here for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after work.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. What a pair of contests we called tonight. Both of them overtime games. Girls dropping theirs narrowly, and the boys with the two-point win, 61-59. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. This one was a treat.
Yeah, it was. Back and forth throughout. I looked back. I said the largest lead at halftime was 5. I was wrong because Community came out hot. 7-1 they led early on in this one, so the largest lead was 6, but most of the time, Doug, it was back and forth, a 2-point ball game or a 1-point ball game, and it was switching about every 30 seconds.
Yeah, this both teams played well. Now, you can't take anything away from either team. You know, second half kind of cooled down a little, but it's still back and forth in the second half, even though the scoring was down.
It was. Clay County led, trailed 19-17 at the end of the first. They led 36-35. At the break, it was tied 45 all headed into the fourth. And then Cole Eads gave Clay County a 51-49 lead there late. And then it was Community that tied it at 51 to send it into overtime. We had a couple chances there in regulation, Doug. It just didn't work out to get the win there. But down the stretch, Nolan Adams with the game-winning shot, and then Aiden Cherry icing it at the free throw line.
Well, that's what you want down the stretch in a game, you know, big moments. You had two seniors step up right there down the stretch. You know, Aiden knocking down those free throws. Of course, Nolan getting that shot, you know, there at the end. I mean, it's just good basketball by your seniors.
And how big is this win, do you think, for Clay County? I mean, it hadn't been good, Doug. You go on the road against pretty solid competition. Don't get me wrong, not a district game, not any of that, but to win a game like this, how big is that for your confidence?
Well, it's huge for your confidence. And you know, you went through about every adversity tonight in the game you could go through, so it's a good game to grow on, too, but it's huge on confidence.
No doubt. Again, and Daniel, we talked about it. This community team was no slouch. They got four in double figures. Jonathan Law with 13. They were led by Charlie Haskins with 21, Jason Williams with 10, and then Josh Powers also with a dozen.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I can think of at this moment that they didn't have, just a pure outside shooter that would sit back there. They had everything else, outstanding point guard who made up for the lack of that pure shooter, had the height and length, well-coached, good team.
Yeah, no doubt. Clay County led by Nolan Adams, I think maybe a season high, 28. I know he had two other 20-point ball games already this season. Cole Leeds at 15 in the first half. Finishers was 17 with a big shot there in overtime. In overtime, Aiden Cherry just 6 points, but all of those points we talked about coming, crucial moments and big moments for Clay County. The senior did. I thought Jake Copeland played really well down low. 8 points for him. He had four Clay County sticks in the fourth.
Yeah.
And then Juju Villa. Just 2 points on the board, but, boy, he does other things big.
Oh,
for
just
the Dogs.
Just so big. Those last two you mentioned there, Billy and Copeland, the parent juniors, they mean a lot more than just those last two guys on the scoring column for sure.
Final here from community, Dogs win 61-59 over the Vikings.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more short little break, come right back, and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games.
From our sponsors here.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, Bulldog Basketball, in presented by Wellworth Bank. We're going to go ahead and do the TDS Top Performers from tonight's games. A good pair of these road games tonight. Going to start with the girls, as always, tough loss in overtime, but, you know, we talked about both squads. Just, hey, let's come down, let's clean up, let's play some things better, do some things better. And they saw that in the girls' game. And, you know, leading the charge, as usual, senior guard, Ella Eads.
Yeah, not only did she hit the game-tying shot to send it into overtime, Doug, but, you know, I saw some things a little different out of her tonight. You know, she's pulling up in that mid-range and just had full control of this offense, I thought.
Yeah, I think made some good adjustments and done that. You know, it's just simple. Take what they give you, and they done that tonight.
Yeah, Ella Eads also knocking down a three. She finished with a team-high 18 points. And, again, to me, she was the one that gave Clay County a chance in this one, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, certainly did. And she's that steady force, you know. And when other folks are having trouble, I put it on her, you know.
Sure, we all do.
It's like, come on, Ella, where's that lad? Yeah. And she tries to shoulder that load. And this was another night that she tried to do that and ended up with a great night scoring. And it's about more than scoring. You know, she's the leading rebounder on the team, great defender, just does a lot of things well and is used to high-pressure moments like we saw here tonight.
Ella Eads, our TDS top performer on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Nolan Adams with what I think is a season high, 28 for him, Doug. But it was that overtime performance there when he had 7 in overtime after having 17 at the half. So I thought that was big for him. And honestly, he had a chance or two to win it in regulation, and I don't think it went exactly how Nolan Adams wanted it to go there at the end. Credit community's defense for sure, but hey, when he had the opportunity to put this one away, he did. with a game winner down the stretch in overtime, doesn't
it? Yeah, and of course, Nolan, they're going to gear to him down the stretch. You know, when the games get, yeah. You know, they're going to try to take him away from us. And we're going to try to get him the ball, and we've done that, and they took it away a little right there. But when he counted, he come through and made the plays.
And what I go back to with Nolan Adams and his performance, I think he kind of – we talked about it throughout his career. He raises everybody else's game. But when we were talking about Clay County in that second quarter playing so well, Nolan kind of sparked that. And Cole Leeds rose to the occasion and others. And this team started playing – honestly, we said it here. They're playing as good a ball as they have all season long. And they did that here early in this game, Daniel, and I think it was because of Nolan Adams.
Yeah, well, you know, the old cliche statement holds true. Big-time players do big-time things in big-time games. This had a big-game atmosphere here at Community High School tonight, and he feeds on that and really did a great job. Finally saw that total package. We got to remember, hadn't touched the basketball. You know, just got done with 1,800-yard rushing season in football. Had not probably touched the basketball much during that time. And with each game he gets on the court, you see it growing. I will say we saw that full package out of Nolan tonight. Saw the defense, saw the ball handling, saw the free throw line, saw him hit three-pointers multiple, saw the drives and finishes. And the other thing that I always brag about, because I've just seen him grow in this area so much, had the four carrying calls against him.
Wow.
That's got to be frustrating. He handled that great. Handled that great. Didn't let it affect him. Just came right back and took care of business. And stuff like that is great to see.
Yeah, one more note about Nolan Adams. He switched over onto Haskins there, I think, in the fourth in overtime. 2 points for Haskins after having 19 throughout the contest. So you're right on the defensive end. But the leaders of these teams tonight, LAs and Nolan Adams, say what you want to, but both of these teams go as those two go, don't they, Doug?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, we're going to hang our hat on those two players, and, you know, they're going to make things happen for us, and that's what we expect from them, and the coaches expect from them, and they done it tonight.
Folks, tonight's TDS Top Performers, LAEs and Nolan Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Folks, that's all we got. Two overtime games. We're about wore out. 2.5 hours from the house. We love our sponsors. We love our listeners. And we're just glad y'all tuned in. Had Andrew Meadows here with us alongside tonight doing some spotting. Very appreciative of him. For Andrew Meadows, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver. And we got to throw Larry Adams in there, too. He made the road trip down. Was good company. And for him as well, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.